Yeah, there we go. Sunday, 7 o'clock. Let's hurry this up so we can watch Sopranos after this. No, it's 2 hours away.
When we get
We're
over,
fine.
You can't refuse.
All right, let me go right into the intro, and we'll be right back.
Britney Spears. We don't play her music, but we'd sure like to pin her legs back like a Tyson chicken. Radio. The Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome to...
All aboard!
Dream Wreck Radio.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Fucking hostile!
All right, welcome to EverQuest / World of Warcraft Radio.
Butt Sex Radio.
All right, let's kill that. Oh, what do we got here? Nice one, Meph.
Eat you while colon hurting.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right. Why didn't it stop?
Yahoo.
Oh, because I'm not playing it on that side.
Huh?
I can't turn off the music! There we go. I don't know which one.
It's too much sunshine. We have not seen sunshine like this for a year.
Which one's which?
It burnt my eyeballs.
Was it not a beautiful
I don't
weekend?
Think this will disconnect us. Hold on. I don't think this one will disconnect us. Hold on.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Okay. I didn't know which one was which. So what do we have? Did I miss anything? I don't know. I haven't played EverQuest in a week.
Well, I am so itching down Emperor, it's not fucking funny.
Tom's got everything he needs to get into Vexal.
We've downed every fucking big mob in Sisra Temple.
But him.
But him.
I thought you guys said fuck Shizra for now. Basically going toward Pop now, right?
Dude,
so what are you trying to say?
I made level 35.
Really?
Really?
Sweet.
Not coming.
What?
Yeah, Fuhrer will not be here today because
yeah, he's got to burn some Jews.
Yeah, he's gonna burn some.
I'm sorry.
He's at
a Klan rally.
He's at a Klan rally. Nice.
I mean, a barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Mrs. Shot by Howard.
Oh, we're going to download it.
What?
You
should download on Howard Stern, download a snippet called Marge Shot's Apology.
On the Christmas show.
On the Christmas show. It's hysterical. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie.
Yeah, but anyway, going back to... I just love the way... Yeah, you're fighting a Sishar in Sisra Temple, and next thing you know, you're ducking.
Oh,
you don't have
turn off auto duck first of all.
Yeah,
Tom. You can do that in the it's in the menu. Alt O and
auto duck does come in handy, but not at all times. No, if you're running through doing the Warrens run, you need to duck to get through some areas. You automatically duck and can keep running.
No, I don't have any barbarians or ogres to worry about to go through the Warrens.
Okay, terrific.
There we go. Earl's gay, terrific.
Earl's gay, horrific. So
Opie and Anthony are soon to be back on the airwaves. Well, maybe satellite.
What do you mean soon? I mean, you have a date.
Soon meaning? Hold on, the contract runs out very soon. If you guys don't know who Opie and Anthony is, you're living under a rock or in
Israel.
Oh,
we still
Israel.
Watch
no,
this
they
shit.
Were only syndicated in how many states?
Almost every one of them.
For a short time, though. before they done got their asses kicked off the radio.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have opieandanthony.com. I don't know how to spell it.
O-P-O-P-I-E.
Right.
A-N-D-A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
A-N-D what?
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
Ooh,
it worked.
15 days.
Oh, they have a little clock. It's kind of like the clock
it's
from Monster House.
T minus 15 days, 4 hours, 51 minutes, and 19 seconds.
Wow, I like that. That's cool. That's cool.
So that's when the contract with Infinity Broadcasting runs out, and they can go work wherever they want. But they can't. Here's the kicker.
As long as they don't piss off the Catholic Church and the mayor.
Well,
I think
once they go satellite radio, it's a big fuck you. Yeah, they can say anything they want.
Except no getting underage girls to go topless.
They never did that. They never did that.
Not underage.
Barely 18 then.
Barely 18 works.
Legal.
Hey. Midnight on your birthday. Legal.
Not for Giuliani.
Well, no, he just didn't like the fact that, and because the law says in New York, you can walk around with your shirt off if you are a female, anywhere,
yes.
as long as it's not sexual, because that's lewd conduct or whatever, right?
But it was sexual.
No, they were just taking a shower in a
moving bus
that had plexiglass for sides, so you could see everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Voyeur bus.
And then the Catholic Church. By
I'm sorry. Let me say it correctly.
St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Let me say it correctly. Teen voyeur bus. All the girls on there were 18. Nice. Anyways.
Didn't Louis Black get arrested in that one?
Yeah, Louis Black got arrested. A whole bunch of people got arrested. But, you know, man, that was just a bus full of, you know, daddies who didn't love their daughters.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
only in New
York.
Just
a bus full of victims. You know they are.
Nice.
Anyways.
Only in New York do they do that shit.
Yeah, it's awesome though. Okay, so yeah.
We're thinking, yeah. Van. What? Yeah. Ooh, I'm not sure when it is, but we want to go to the Miss Fire Island contest this year.
Is it a bunch of gays again?
Yeah.
See, nice
but
try.
But they're supposed
nice
to look better than like the average woman.
Dude, some of those guys are hot.
You are gay.
No, wouldn't you come? A nice sunny day on the beach, get a tan, watch a parade.
No, wait. I gotta agree. Miss Fire Island is like
Miss Fire Island
100
is
times gayer than the Halloween parade.
100 times gayer.
But because, they don't
the
go
Halloween
up.
Parade. No. The Halloween parade, which I'll still argue with Tasso about, is
we have an AT&T collect phone call from. They're fucking losers.
No. It's a lot of people in costumes. They parade, and then maybe one out of every 500 people that they run by you, there's one guy in drag.
Good
big
enough.
Fucking whoop. Oh,
but they ain't gonna run through the parade and be like, "Yo, man, I'm gonna fuck you up the ass just because you a man and so am I."
I'll get the big Greek Cajun guy.
Yep.
I think we could go and have fun.
They would go after my fat Ned Beatty looking ass. Before they'd even think about
it. Yeah,
you.
Sure got a pretty mouth.
Pretty much. You'd be like, you'd be at the party going, "Tom, this is not gay at all." Well, I'm up against the fence going, wee, oh my God, wee.
But what if you liked it?
No.
If you never try it, you don't know if you like it.
My urologist fisted me to check for my prostate.
He stuck a little finger. If this guy played with it, got a little gojo in there,
you put two fingers
oozed
in.
You in there, did it one, and then two, and then three, and then the fist,
it
may get used to it, and your hiney hole may actually say, "Yo, Tom, you may not like this, but I do."
My asshole tightened up, and I was bent over with my pants down to my knees, with a man behind me putting a rubber glove on.
But he'd tongue
going,
it first.
This is only going to hurt you a little bit.
This guy would tongue it first and get it relaxed.
No, but you look in the poster, and it looks like he's gently putting a finger up your ass, and he's tapping on the back of your prostate going, "Does this hurt?" No, he's like a freaking rototiller.
But we're talking about some guy who's going to take his time. He's going to play. He's going to make it happy anus before he went in.
There's no such thing as a happy anus before you. That's like the wrongest thing you've ever said.
But if you never try, like I could say it. Hey, I'm hetero, but I can't say I couldn't be a lesbian. I never tried it. I may like it.
A lesbian? Yeah, from Lebanon.
Tell you what, Snow. If you take it in the ass, I'll take it in the ass.
I took it in the ass. I already said that.
Oh, all right. Good dildo. Yeah, this is making a train wreck right here. It's all the way off.
Hark!
Yeah, right. Hark, do I hear off in the distance? I see a light. Gee, maybe you got on these train tracks to take a look. Oh, wow. I think it's... Could this be... Yeah, 515.
Car stuck on the track.
Talking on the way here, Tom. You guys say you don't like gayness.
That's what it felt like going up my ass.
But you guys say you don't like gayness, like we were talking here. But if we were at a party and everybody would be like, hey, where'd Snow go? And Tom would look at Van and be like, she's upstairs. What's she doing upstairs? You know, she's with Mary. Well, what the hell are her and Mary doing upstairs? They're in the bedroom. What do you mean they're in the bedroom?
Get the camcorder.
They're getting it on. Tell me you guys wouldn't be like, and then us girls would
different
be like...
Different gayness.
You can join us if you got naked. Different, you guys would be dropped.
Different gayness.
I'd be like the guy from Wildcats.
Dolphin. As she walks into butt sex and...
Well, you know
we're
what
not
is.
Talking all butt sex.
No, I know.
No, just think about it. All gay men take it up.
Two women? Yeah.
What if you had one of them guys who just did... One of those couples that just like to do mass oral?
Would that be considered cannibalism?
I'd never want to look down at my crotch and say, honey, you really need to shave.
What if
I just inverted.
Inverted.
Why didn't you guys watch that thing on HBO where the...
Oz? No.
Where the guy became a woman, they take the thing and they no longer get the face hair and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, the guy did not become a woman. He just looks like a woman.
Well, see there, now he could go down and suck your thing and you wouldn't feel facial hair. You may enjoy it.
No.
How do you know if you ain't tried it?
I don't want to try it because that makes me not gay.
But what's wrong with being gay?
If you're a guy...
I don't care if you're gay.
Everything. If you're a girl,
I just don't
want to
be gay. You know?
No, there's a couple of things.
A few things I have on my list that I have that I do not do. Jump out of a perfectly good plane. Go on a boat that's designed to sink and take it in the ass.
But we're not talking about taking it in the ass. Now you don't have to take it in the ass. All your partner likes to do
no,
is
you
oral.
Don't.
You have to take it in the mouth.
No.
Even worse.
Why not? You get some dinner out of it.
Oh.
Hey, it's Atkins friendly. It's the new Atkins diet. Suck till you're full.
You know, have you ever tried an Atkins shake?
Oh. Yes, Atkins makes a new brand of shake. It's a little salty, though.
Oh, Splenda fixes it up, though.
Yeah, Splendor.
Yeah, see? You salt and pepper it, and then you...
I think it's already got enough salt.
Okay, so yeah. Well, for Van, it would be add the Cajun spice.
Yeah, nice. Two women are better than any number of guys.
Thank you.
Not really.
Yes.
No. One
My
woman
eyes.
And two guys is fun.
Two women and one guy is even better.
No, I like it the other way.
Ah.
Duh, because you're a woman.
Rotisserie.
Yummy.
And switch. Oh, no, Tom, what you need to do is get one of the tapes from the Workout Express.
Change stations. Change positions.
Yeah. Couldn't you see it one night here at Van's house, instead of having
change
a barbecue?
Positions.
My
doggy.
No, come here.
Dictionary.
Oh, what's that shit called?
The Lotus. What?
Actually, my favorite
we'd come here and swing all night.
Swing all night? What
you know, like a swingers club? We'd turn Van's house into one.
I'll be a
part. Oh. Welcome to the brothel.
No, it's not a brothel.
No, it's where a
Nobody's
bunch of couples
paid.
Go and they right. switch partners every
day. Yeah,
they
have
then.
Those clubs all over the
swing
Long Island.
Swing your partner.
There's one in Farmingdale.
Treat her like a little
No, they got that one got shut down.
It
the
did?
Video store, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a video store with a whole bunch of like back rooms.
Yeah.
It's an adult video store with back rooms, and each room had a different theme. It was the leather room, the lace room, the, you know, the zen
that
room.
That could be fun. Let's all dress up in leather one night, get out the cat of nine tails.
No, I want one of those whips they used on Jesus, you know, in the movie.
Nice.
Is the one with the, like, the spikes in it, nice. That when
no,
it hits you. Go,
a no. Nice feather whip would be good, too.
Actually, it would be kind of cool to see Bob in a Nazi outfit.
And he, you know what? I swear to God,
he
has
good.
One.
Yeah, right?
I guarantee.
With the high boots.
I guarantee he has one. And he walks into the bedroom, looks at his wife, and goes, I'm going to take you like Poland.
Not to his wife. She'd be like, yeah, obey you're getting the fuck out.
That's awesome. Oh, that's
oh,
funny.
Oh, God. No, I see more like as Darth Vader, and she wears the hair buns.
The hair buns.
I have you now.
No, I see it that way. She's the one walking in as Hitler saying, I have you now.
Okay. So.
Yes, how's EverQuest?
EverQuest.
Nah, fuck EverQuest. Too nice of a day to talk about.
They have a new expansion coming out. Did we talk about that last week?
Yes, we did. We said it was...
All right, good. World of Warcraft. All right, now we can talk lots of stuff about this.
Nah,
actually, I haven't been on lately.
World
of Warcraft.
I'm not in the mood for that.
Oh, she's in the mood for butt sex.
Don't have to talk about butt sex.
All right, well, yeah, just, yeah.
Oh, I do need to say hello to, like, Fast Eddie, you there, and Crimson Steel. And
okay, why are we
me.
Talking about butt sex, and you go, I want to talk to all, I want to say hi to all my, oh, that reminds
no,
me.
You
hi
said,
to all my guildmates.
You said, let's change the subject
yeah, okay.
from butt sex, so I was changing it.
Well, butt sex isn't that bad. Yeah.
Actually, you know what, there's a few things I think
see,
I have
I bet you secretly you guys go in the closet and just won't tell me.
Well, only
see, how about no?
Yeah. Tom.
What?
You remember.
Oh, well, yeah, that was a lot of alcohol.
You know, that's me and Tom always joke around, you know, oh, yeah, Tom, you know, I'm going to bend you over and stuff like that. But then you get, like, Tom goes in, you know, remember when they were, you know, you went over to your friend's house?
And I knew the guy was gay.
And the guy was way gay and going.
And he's like, well, why don't you just come over to my place? I'm like, nope.
No, I gotta go. See you later. Goodbye.
Gotta go.
It wasn't even joking anymore.
My asshole tight when he even said that, you know.
Because I think the worst.
He probably would like that, Tom.
You know what I think is the worst? The only thing that's like about gay people is like you're dating a guy and you're sitting there talking to your girlfriend. You're like, you know, we ain't had sex yet. And they're like, oh, it'll happen. And then you dump him because like after a couple of months it just didn't happen. 5 years down the road, you go into hanging out with somebody and they're like, yeah, my gay friend and his boyfriend's coming over. And it's your ex-boyfriend.
I get it. Because you like instead of getting it. Okay, I get it.
And all this time, he wanted to put a finger up his ass for some strange reason. Yeah. Anyway, going back to EverQuest.
And twins. Sorry.
From Scary Movie 3.
Scary Movie. Tom finally saw Scary Movie 3.
I saw Scary Movie 3.
It's about journalistic integrity. It's about...
twins!
That was awesome.
Nah, the funny one was when the aliens attacked, and they're like, oh, no, do not harm us. We are friends. Why are you trying to strangle us? That's the way I would say hello. Oh, hi. How you doing? How you doing? How do you say goodbye? Cannonballs! And one of the aliens is like poking Charlie Sheen in the mouth. And he goes, like, playing with his lips, with his finger. He goes, you think that's crazy? You gotta see how we pee. And he just points his finger, he says, pee, and he realizes, give him a guy a blowjob.
Okay.
Thank God I didn't see that movie.
No, it's funny as hell.
Oh, it is funny as hell.
So, Little Nemo. That was funny as
hell. That was a good movie.
Bruce Almighty was actually pretty good.
Do these look bigger to you? That was awesome. Everybody won the lottery.
Actually, it was a little bit more mushier than I thought. I thought it was going to be more like a Mask kind of funny.
No.
No, yeah.
Now he's
actually, they're coming out with Mask 2.
That should be good.
That
Mask
be good.
1 it's, was
it,
outrageous.
Well, it depends. Is it Jim Carrey in Mask 2?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whoever wears a mask.
No.
I don't know who's going to play the act.
Is Jim Carrey going to be playing in the movie?
No, it's going to be the dog. It's going to set
just
Gerard
the dog.
Who's the dog? Pass the ashtray.
Unfortunately, the dog is probably dead. No, I mean, it's been like 10 years. So.
All right, well, actually, I got a few EverQuest.
Well, it's just like Lassie, there was what?
If we can get back to EverQuest, I got a few EverQuest questions.
Go ahead.
Is everything in Sister Temple on a 7-day rotation?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. See, this is a thing that pisses me off about EverQuest.
What?
I got to wait a fucking week?
Yeah, well, that's any game.
And then it's first come, first serve, and if we don't get a fucking guild up and fast enough,
yep.
they get down.
Uh-huh. He just said that's any game, though.
That's most games.
Yeah, but
Yeah, I know.
He gets to deal with it.
Well, no, the problem with Shizra and Vexthal is that it's a huge fucking time sink to get into Vexthal. And then, Tom, trust me, you'll go on one Vexthal raid and...
I want to go again.
Well, no, because you'll have to go get your body back because you will fall asleep. It's mind-numbing. We've left Bob Blobbert before. Looking back at Blobbert.
I've heard.
Actually, I've got a screenshot of Blobbert in a room all by himself right before the spawns hit. He's just standing there.
I don't understand. How do you fall asleep while playing a game?
Well, this, see, wait. When it's mind-numbing, when we bring in...
When it's mind-numbing, you start bullshitting with everybody.
I got one advantage that Blobbert don't have.
Well...
Summon corpse.
Yeah, actually, no. The problem was... Yeah, the biggest issue we had in Vexal was there was a Nazi running the raids.
Tasso?
No. At least I let people fuck around a little bit. He was no. But hold your pets.
Yelik?
No. What's his name? Adept.
Oh God.
Yeah, he ended up going to Stone. Actually, Stone's roster looks like our roster.
Stone's roster is our old roster.
And I still like what Bob said last week. If all the people that left would have stayed, we would have been in Elementals by now.
Probably.
Yeah, but, well, fuck them.
Yeah. Such is life. You got to move around a little bit in the game.
Actually, you know what? I'm amazed.
You know they kicked me out of Legion?
Yeah, I had to kick you out of Legion.
Why, because you haven't logged on in a week?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's bullshit. Somebody should be allowed to take 2 months off and still come back to the
game. Yeah, I know. What if WoW completely sucks? What if I ding 20 and WoW sucks?
And you went back to EverQuest. Now you got to find a new guild because your guild's like, fuck him.
Exactly.
You know what? That makes your guild a piece of shit guild. Sorry, Tom.
Hey, I know.
And
I know the rules of the Legion. I know the rules of Legion, and I play by them.
Because I said I'm not going to be playing as much. I didn't say I was quitting. I just said, it's going to be a rare fucking occurrence when I do play.
What were they going to do if your number came up and you had to go to the Middle East for 6 months? Say, well, you go fight the war, we can kick your ass out.
Yep, probably.
Nah,
I doubt it. Well, they put you on retirement status.
I bet you
take you out of the guild manager, and
I bet you WOCL doesn't even know I'm the guilder yet. I don't think anyone reads the website.
But anyways, basically, the surname ability, you can change your last name now.
I got rid of mine.
I'm no longer my salad. Tasso my salad.
What are you?
Tasso plays WoW now. I love the fact that they give us the ability to change our last name.
I just removed mine. I think it's cool. I'm Baroness Snowdog.
Yep.
And Lady Hawk.
Yeah, there you go.
And Chelsea Piers.
So if you did just the Chelsea Piers, that is such a porno name.
But it's not. There really is
and
a
she's
Chelsea
a dwarf.
Pier.
Yeah, dwarf.
With horns.
And a lot of cleavage.
The dwarf's got no cleavage. Straight up to the neck.
From an ogre's point of view, when you're looking down, there's like a mountain of breast.
No dog's the one with the cleavage.
Boobies equals sales.
Yes, this is true. That's why World of Warcraft's going to freaking take over those damn night elves.
They do nothing for the women.
Dude, I swear to God, dude. There's
what do you mean? They got bulges. No.
There's going to be...
How big is the bulge? It'd be like, all the women got boobs, but all the men ain't got no...
I can see now in World of Warcraft, there's going to be like
manhood.
A guy... He's going to be a guy, hey, can you spare some plat? And I'm like, why? So-and-so's doing that.
So-and-so. Yeah, might as well just say it. Raven Mist is.
Raven Mist is dancing in the thing, and I keep her dancing with her.
Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about.
What?
Remember you said you'd quit the game if this ever happened?
If whatever happened.
Well, I'll tell you. Sony, the one above them. In other words, the people that own EverQuest, because SOE, there's an EverQuest team, and then there's a Sony Online Entertainment, right?
Right.
And they own the rights to EverQuest.
Okay.
Are saying within the next year, they plan on selling online items for all of their games.
Yeah. So you can have a first level character. Just bought a Wormy.
Sony.
You can buy a Wormy for like $1,000 in the bazaar.
No, but I'm saying now you can pay for it with your...
Money,
credit card.
Money.
Really?
Yeah, Sony will be selling...
I never said I'd quit if they did that.
Yeah, you did.
Fuck no.
Yeah, I'll find the show.
Actually, no.
Find it because...
Oh, you did? Okay.
Because I know what my super sales is all about.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, they're going to be doing the same thing. So
which means they could sponsor us because we just gave them a boost on our show.
No, so basically what ends up happening is, you know, there's a they're said souped up cars or a better way, you know, like they were talking during
souped up cars?
No, in the press release, hold on, did I quote it? Yes. The president of Sony U.S. Video Game Division said the company planned to sell digital add-ins to game played on its PlayStation consoles. That's where it starts, okay? In a future where many transactions are... we view a future where many transactions are the norm. Sony will start selling add-ons such as weapons for adventure characters or souped-up cars for racing games next year, said Executive Vice President of Sony Computer Entertainment America.
Okay,
who's the one that owns SOE?
Okay, you new person in the chat room because I can't.
Kick an ass for all. How's that?
What do you do? Hit your hand on the keyboard?
Kick an ass for L. Okay. Don't know.
Yeah. For kick an ass
so, no,
for
what
life.
No,
for
so
lift?
Now the question is Fervor or Fuhrer or whatever the
oh
hell
no,
his name
for
is.
For life. We can't
from
see
fires for life, okay. From Fires of Heaven, like 6 months ago, said Sony to sell online items.
You know what? Nothing for nothing.
And that's when we brought it up.
You got my super sales and all this shit doing the same thing.
Right.
This may be bring down the
but
cost
now,
of
but now here's the thing. Now here's the thing. If they give you your weapon and the server crashes and you don't have the weapon anymore, do they have to pay you? Do they have to refund your money?
No, they just, when you log back on, they give it to you again.
They'd have to give it to you. Okay, so I'm just saying, it's kind of iffy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And to me, it kind of just kind of, now they're liable for in-game items, though. If you loot something, hey, that's worth money. You sell it for $30. The server just crashed. You said there's no rollback. You know, they roll back the characters. I had it, and now, you just cost me money.
No, I understand that. They'll have to check it out. But it's no different than, like, when I made my cleric. What was the first thing I did? Went to the bazaar and bought the highest item she could wear at that
right.
time.
But, there's a big difference. When you buy from, like, Gantus, my supercells or whatever, if you lose your money, if the server crashes and you lose your money,
tough, it's gone.
It's gone. But if
Sony's
selling it, they're going to be liable for
because
that money.
Because they're the one that crashed you.
Right. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least. Let's see if it actually happens. But, my biggest thing is, buy a 65th level character, time enabled.
See, now my supercells will just have to outbeat Sony's prices to keep in business.
Right, they would.
Which will help barter the prices down.
If you look, my supercells was is buying up every class site they can possibly find.
They're shouting it in game now that they're buying.
What?
Somebody the other day was in game shouted, I'll buy your plat for such and such.
Oh, when I went to Zeb, when I sold all my plat, it went up from $200 on the server to $340 for 500,000 plat.
Well, how much is 20?
No, now they have my 500K.
Right.
That's my 500K right there. They're selling for 500. So they're only making $180 on that.
Well, scroll down to 20, because I know what I spent last time.
$26.
Same.
Yeah.
How much is 50?
50 is 54, 100K is 104, 200K is 200. Actually, it went down. They must have got an influx of cash. But you can buy characters. Look at all the characters. Tell me EverQuest isn't dying quickly. Look at all.
They've been there for a long time.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's a lot more. There used to be one or two.
No,
now
I went
like
there
10.
Like a couple of months ago and there was a good 10 on there. That's when I found out I could sell my shaman for around $500.
Yeah, but it's still there. I guarantee that shaman's probably still here. Nobody really buys characters. I mean, I guess I could sell mine. Who wants that? We'll do Tasso. Sell Tasso off. No.
Now, do they pay for the character, or do you have to wait until somebody buys it?
You have to wait until somebody buys it.
Right. So put it up. Let's see how much money we can get
for it.
What,
for Tasso?
Yeah.
I'd sell for all first. 65th level cleric.
He gave all away. He changed the password.
Big and ugly.
You better not have changed the password.
Yeah, he did.
He don't want you to have that shit back.
Well, then all I have to do is call up Sony, give him my credit card number, and get the account back.
Too late. He already repaid for the account.
That doesn't matter. It goes off your first credit card.
Right.
The credit card that started it is, you can call up Sony and get your password back. It doesn't matter if it's been changed. I'll be pissed if he changed it. Now I'm going to go check.
I doubt it.
Actually, while you're looking that up, what's that guy, Rob Schneider? He did...
Who?
The animal.
Yeah. It's the stapler. That guy.
Now, here's a posing question. Okay. Going back to butt sex here. Now, he was a woman... He's a woman who became a man, right?
In the movie.
There was a post about from SOE.
Now.
Hold on.
About item sales. Yeah, you just read that, yeah?
No.
Here's a posing question. If somewhere along the line, you find something that turns you into a man, wouldn't you like...
I'd go and fuck my dog. I don't know what I would do.
Fuck your... Oh, my God! No! I'm saying, would you at least like whack off? Just see what it feels like?
Probably.
Yeah, because I was watching...
But I'd probably find out when I go to stick the vibrator down, I'd be like, ooh, what the fuck was that?
What the heck is this doing in a way? No, but I was watching an episode of FarQuest, and all the characters switch bodies. And the main character, his name was John Crichton, he was in his... the girl that he lusted after, this girl, the character's name was Erin Zun, he winds up in her body. And they're just struggling and trying to get their bodies back, you know, they switch back to bodies. And this is funny because he stops after, you know, he's by himself and he stops. He's like looking around, pulls his shirt over his arm. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he starts feeling himself up.
Oh, yeah, if he had.
And all of a sudden he sees his girlfriend, which that's just, you know, he's in his girlfriend's body. So he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, and the girlfriend comes around and is looking at him like, what are you doing? He's like, like he wouldn't do it.
There was another movie that did that. The one with Ellen Barkin.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And the first thing she did?
She was a man and all of a sudden became a woman. And she took a... You know, and
first thing she did is she... When she found out, she's like, ooh.
That's what it feels like. Oh, okay. I thought Meph had said that Sony had made a post, like a, I guess an official response, but they haven't made a response to this, and it's like everywhere, so.
But you know what? If everybody else is making money off of it, why shouldn't Sony?
It's a matter of...
What, it's better to cheat and
they're
do
making
it,
enough fucking money off of us.
Yeah, well. Well, that's what the expansion's for.
Yeah. Damn right.
Well,
instead
no,
of giving
them
one good expansion, we'll cut it in half and give them two.
I wouldn't get the expansion until you could actually use something out of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Which would be your 65th level, and you want to be 66th. There's no other reason to do it.
Well, it's good. I may start another tune.
Well, then you wouldn't want the expansion.
The expansion
will have...
has newbie quests and stuff in it.
Oh, God. No, I'm sure those are just going to work for everybody.
But I agree with you. I think Sony's actually trying to play catch-up right now.
They're adding things to the game that... Guarantee,
but they're adding things to a game that's already fucked up beyond repair.
But I guarantee a few of the people who are beta testing actually work for Sony.
Oh, I'm sure. No. I mean, again, World of Warcraft is open beta. They said, fuck it. You know, anybody can, you know, the beta, you know, there's no NDA. Anybody can talk about it. They don't care. And I'm sure they have some stuff up their sleeve, you know, for release. A lot of the high-end content will not be, you know, brought up on beta. I'm sure like Fervor or, you know, some of the guys from the higher end guilds will be able to test the new content, but it won't be like anybody can go play it. Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of stuff. I mean, they're totally, right now, it's great the way it is, and they're about to make it even better. I mean, I was talking to Tom about, like, some of the expansions. They have a skill tree. You've never played Diablo, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, I played it, but I thought it sucked.
Yeah, okay.
So I quit it. After a day.
With Diablo, you have skills, okay, and you have these skill trees, and it opens up at per level. Certain levels are required to get certain things, right? And then you have all these skills.
Way in, like, Sony.
No.
Yeah, like 15, I get Bash. At 30,
no.
I get specialized.
Yeah, but then there's like five things, and then you're done. Your specializations, you get a couple of, you know, dodge or whatever. Not that stuff. No, what they're talking, that's already in the game. What they're talking about is... Think of it like AAs, but not in AAs. It's a skill progression tree.
Okay.
Let's say you're a mage, right? And you take the path of the ice mage, okay? Meaning cold-based spells, you get a noticeable improvement on them, like less mana, you know, higher damage, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Now,
specializing.
Yeah, you're specializing on a certain type of spell. You would then later in the game would open up different paths. In other words, like quests that would only be for an ice mage instead of a fire mage. You know, depending on what you're taking.
And they would get spells unique to that.
Right. So you'd have you'd have two mages there. And one would be, let's say, specializes in fire. The other one would specialize in ice. So
they'd
actually
specialize
be
in fire. I can't specialize in ice.
No, you would be able to, but not to the level, not as good as you did on fire. In other words, you'd pick
that.
It.
Fuck that.
What do you mean, fuck that?
I want to be good
fuck
with
that.
Both.
No, you can't be good with both.
But I
what
want.
What do you want to just be a
bitch,
god?
Bitch,
and why don't you? Why we give you the
you
death touch
be,
spell?
No, I'm not bitch, and I took my shot
you,
Friday.
You can be, no, you can be a general mage and be a little bit of everything. But I like that. I like that you could specialize in one area and become better than the average mage in, you know.
Right. In other words, you could sit there. You only have a limited number of skill points, okay? The skill points come with every level. You have 15. I got like 150 banked because there's nothing to spend them on.
Well, it was an open beta. Now the chat room seems to think anybody can get into the beta.
No. Now, they said it's an open meeting.
Open discussion.
No, yeah, you can talk about the beta. The open beta won't be for probably another 4 months. Because they're looking at a November release date. Just in time for Thanksgiving. I know, Tom.
What's wrong?
I'll play!
Actually, this game is perfect for Tom, though. Perfect. You know how Tom likes playing different characters? Always. I mean, he's always playing somebody different. And you know.
Well, I create like a new character every year and a half.
Yeah, but not like Tom.
I got like eight.
Do you have all your slots filled for characters?
Hell no.
Yeah, Tom does.
I got life.
Tom has to decide what to delete when he wants to start a new character.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so, but Tom the other day jumped on, played one class, logged out, created a new character, jumped on, you know, played the other class. He played a paladin and a warlock. And he got them both up to what, level 7?
Yeah, level 7, yeah.
You got them up to both to level 7. Again, I was sitting right there watching him, so he wasn't in there. Oh, fuck you. Hey, Van, you're banned. I'd have to kill him then. And dispose of the body. But that's the reason they say, you know, you're not supposed to share your account and stuff like that. Because, yeah, you could, you know, you could end up really, you know, friend.
Well, right now, Tom's the only one who knows my account name and password.
Right.
And I haven't been on.
You don't log on to check for your Epic?
No.
So damn tune sitting in the middle of
God's forsaken nowhere. No, you can take it back. Now that I'm in the Legion, I believe I'm going to get epic real soon.
Well, you still got to wait for that guy to pop.
Oh, trust me. If I say, 60th level cleric, need his epic, I think the Legion would be like, not a problem.
Yeah, no, we have no problem with that.
No, it's
basically, what guy are you waiting to pop?
The 8-hour guy.
The 8-hour guy that's underneath in Lake Wrath.
He doesn't take 8 hours. He's a random spawn.
Well, we were there for 3, and
we were there for 3.
You just got to kill. I mean, I stayed there for like 6 hours for him. Once you do that, then you got to wait. Trust me, that's
dude,
easy.
I am cursed.
That's easy.
You know that I'm cursed. Come
you're,
on,
what
I
level
was
are
in
you?
Fungus Grove.
What level is your cleric?
52nd.
Oh God, nah.
And mine's 35th already, and only 3 weeks old.
No, but I mean, come on. I was in Fungus Grove getting that one fucking shard.
Right.
For what? 2 weeks?
Oh God.
4 hours a clip?
You gotta be kidding.
I shit you not. Everyone was like, wow. And you know what? Big and Ugly was there like through half it. Fandol was there through the other half. And both of them was like, wow, I never really took this long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine took an hour.
Dude, I leveled.
You leveled?
I leveled in the Fungus Grove doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's no longer 58.
Tom, you're not allowed to ding 60.
You know what? I'm right now. I actually, no, I'm
go
I'm,
straight AAs.
I'm 58. Because you know what happened?
You died?
Yeah.
Took a no-res death?
No. Yeah, because what happened was we did the Archlich.
Yeah.
Got cursed.
Oh.
Looted everything. Got done. Teleported back. Totally forgot I was cursed.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here at my died again. Prime point. All of a sudden, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, I'm 58 again. Fuck!
So just turn on your AAs and be 58 with mass AAs before you get...
True. You could do all AAs from now.
Yeah, that's true.
But anyways.
That'd be cool.
No, so that the
at level 58 major group buff.
The skill system brings something that's, I guess, you know, that I think is cool. Just because of the fact that in a, you know, EverQuest, if you're a warrior, you know the best gear to get, and you're just a warrior. If you're a druid, every druid's the same. You know, just a matter of gear. This one is makes it a little less gear dependent and more, you know, you can be a generalized, in other words, because your skill points are limited, you could be a fire, you could have better fire, better ice, better, but not as good as, let's say, the guy next to you.
I don't think in any game you'd ever be not gear dependent.
Yeah, well, you have to have some gear.
Eventually.
You have to have good gear. You know, you get as you get to higher levels, you take more damage. The better your gear, the less damage you take.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
You're always going to be gear dependent.
But the thing is with World of Warcraft is there's not a dependent class. All right? Warriors need clerics. Clerics need warriors.
You can heal?
You're never going to see...
Who? Your warrior.
In what? In WoW? I'm not. Actually, I'm not playing.
But a warrior in WoW can heal himself.
Yeah,
no,
because
you can get food and items.
Yeah, food actually means something in this game.
Yeah, you can. If you sit down and actually eat an apple, you will regenerate faster.
You get.
You
like,
actually see the guy. You sit down.
Yeah,
the warrior in EverQuest never tried to fight after it's been out of food for a while.
Your stamina doesn't come back. That's about it.
Yeah, but your damage starts getting less.
No, none of that. Yeah, no, what happens is your mana regen and your stamina regen goes to crap. Like, my traitor has zero mana, even though he's a caster. Okay, but he's been hungry so long.
Can you imagine just walking into the bazaar and you see an Ethiopian?
A whole bunch of emaciated characters.
Well, yeah, that's first.
We'll sell massive Dragon Claw shard for food.
Well, I do that every time I go into
the cardboard thing. I hate my owner.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't need to eat, yeah.
The waters in Loy.
Yeah.
How come I have horses and whatever things turned off, but I saw the graphics for somebody's water? Not water. You know the things they ride around on.
The horse.
Or the
mount.
Yeah.
Even though I have the graphics for it turned off.
I don't know. Another bug? No, there's no bugs in EverQuest.
There's bugs in any game.
When I freaking
dude, if you sat down and played World of Warcraft, you would realize there are no bugs.
You want to know something?
It's like every now and then I get a crash, yeah, some weird crash or whatever, but it's every now and then.
But you want to know something? I heard the same spiel 3 years ago when I started playing EverQuest.
Because EverQuest was a lot fucking better 3 years ago.
What do you think WoW is going to be like 3-4 years from now?
We'll see if they learn from their mistakes.
Dude, it's a game. It's a game.
Yeah.
It's the same way I feel about EverQuest. But that's the game.
In 3 years, if WoW sucks, you know, if they're all of a sudden they've outsourced all their GMs to
EverQuest
India, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and it's crap. Guess what? I'll be looking for another game. That's
the way it works. Man.
Yeah.
4 years from now, WoW will be crap, and the people will have stuck with Sony.
We're gonna come over here one day with Tasso in a freaking virtual reality suit.
That would be fun. No, actually. It'd be fun for someone like me, someone
like the
not so sure about
man.
Tassel. Tassel would be like, yo, this game's cool, but I have to swing the goddamn sword to get it to work in the game. Fuck
there
that.
There it is. I got one. No,
no, but could you see,
no,
you have to
awesome,
move
though.
For your character to move.
That would be cool. But you have a treadmill, which would really suck in like World of Warcraft because it's like old EverQuest where you ran, you know. Which is, it's cool, you know, I mean, you get to see the countryside and stuff, and then once you get to, you know, wherever you're going, they have little, you know, the griffin rides to make travel faster, but the first time you go there, you must run. So I'm there, this fucking blows.
But I could see that we'd all lose a lot of weight.
Shizma has suffered a heart attack.
In real life.
Oh, you just see my character just drop and slide back. Tom's dead.
Tom died.
Get Tom. Tom.
Make it like Dance Dance Revolution when you have to fight. You'd be like, Perry, you dodge.
You want to laugh? Tom gets a pet in game. There's Brittany on the treadmill with him.
Actually, they're adding that in World of Warcraft.
A dog?
A dog or a cat or something follows you around. Basically, just a pet.
Doesn't
do anything for you, but it's a pet.
So it's not like a pit bull. It won't be like, yo, step back, master. I can kick your ass.
You know, but a pet.
Dude, I still love that. The sorcerer's imp.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about help me out next time, buddy?
But I have my back this time. What? You can't kill this yourself?
You can't kill this yourself? Oh,
that's like I was running to Gulf of Gunthak.
Mm-hmm.
Zoned in the Peniel. You know those two skeletons that always stand there?
Yeah.
There was a third one came in. Third one's like, yo, pick the speed up. Other one's like, well, you could give me a better pickaxe, because I'm supposed to be chipping the walls.
Right, right.
Oh, at the Peniel, yeah.
And then another skeleton's like, what the fuck? I'm not your pet. And they're arguing.
And Peniel, yeah, that's a little script that runs.
Yeah,
Fires or Lyris or Flyers, whatever, has asked, what about the trade skills in WoW? Okay. Trade skills in WoW, I heard other people say some games have done it better, which, again, I play EverQuest. Trade skills in EverQuest are usually, you know, a money sink because you want a quest, or you want to get, like, Master Tailor to sell, you know, make some money off the stuff.
You know what, though? In EverQuest, what? I realized they kind of have to make something in the game a money pit. Could you imagine if it wasn't a money pit?
I had the perfect idea for it, but...
weren't wasting on skills?
Yeah. Well, that's
where... would be in my super sales.
The casino, though. The casino was a great idea, but the problem is they nerfed the shit out of the casinos. They nerfed them really bad to where it's just like throwing money away.
See, I don't like the casinos. I'm not the type that would go to them, so there would still be a lot of people.
I spent 150,000 plat, and I didn't get my Dark Elf Illusion Mask. That's what I wanted.
Fuck, I can make Dark Elf Illusion Potions. What do I need a mask for?
I know. The mask is cool, though. But, all right. So he asked about trade skills. Trade skills in WoW actually serve a purpose. Okay. You can make your own armor. You can make your own weapons, which basically... You know, in scale of, you know, for your level, okay,
yeah. You
have mob drops are going to be the best. Mob drop meaning, you know, drops off a mob or mostly quests, you know, coming for rewards as a quest. You have your trade skill stuff, and then you have your store bought. So the trade skill stuff is a little better than the store bought, so it actually, it's kind of nice because it keeps your prices will always be, you know, you won't make something and then turn around and sell it for more than the vendor would sell something that's better.
Okay.
Yeah. So in WoW, trade skills stuff can never be better than vendor bought.
No, they are better. They won't be more expensive. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Well, because the vendor stuff is slightly less than the stuff that you just made.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so in other words, let's say for that little bit, you're not going to charge a billion plat or, you know, whatever. Actually, it's
right. In other words, like the vendor will sell an 8-slot bag. You make a 10-slot bag.
Right.
It's not going to cost 50 plat. It's going to be cost probably just like 10.
So there's no real reward for getting your trade skill up.
Yeah,
then.
There is. There is because everything.
You say, oh, I made it. No, okay, I can't make any money from it.
No, you can. No,
you but not a lot. Like
you
can
sell it back to the vendor. You sell it to people.
Right. Like you can sell it to the vendor too. And to the vendor, it sells back for a decent silver, couple silver or whatever, which is nice.
Like the Tehu armor.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever made that's like, look, now I can make really good plat and buy myself something better.
But then what happens to that? It starts dropping in price.
That's only because they barter the price between each other until it drops.
Well,
that's their own mistake. If everybody would have stayed high, the price would have stayed high.
Now, the trade skills are pretty, cooking has a use. When you're a cook, you know, a lot of the stuff you kill, like I'm killing like alligators now, like crocodiles, right? They drop this crocodile meat. There's a recipe that'll heal me for like 600, you know, over 30 seconds.
Like a 10-pound hairless meat pie.
Yeah, hairless meat pie, you have, you know, one, and then you eat your crap food. You know, you keep that above your crap food. You eat your crap food so you don't, you know, the only reason you have the hairless, you know, 10-pound pie is for the few stats that it comes off of it. In World of Warcraft, food actually heals you. Drink regains your mana. You can't do it in the middle of a fight. You know, it's not like you eat because you have to sit down. The mobs
beat
the shit out.
Yeah, but instead of sitting and medding.
There's no medding.
No medding.
So you're sitting and eating. It costs you to get your mana back.
Well, but you can find it.
Yeah. Well, no, the mobs drop mana potions. Mob drop food. I mean, it's pretty plentiful.
So unless you're loaded with tons of this shit, if your tune is poor... you can't get your mana back or your health back.
No,
it'll regen back. But
it just goes slower.
Right.
Yeah. But it's really abundant. It really is abundant. I mean,
trust me, I haven't been hungry. And then you can always buy, like, you know, I don't buy, like, the high silver because, again, the highest denomination in World of Warcraft is gold. Okay, and you get a couple copper, you know, from everything you kill. It's not, one gold piece, like, you know, to me, I just got my first gold piece. I'm like, ooh, you know, I'm 20th level.
If WoW takes off, trust me, it'll be just like the economics in EverQuest.
No, I don't think so, just because of the fact that, you know, there are money sinks of food. Again, the food is a money sink. If you're either buying it from a vendor or you're buying it from a person. Okay, and that person will probably end up buying, you know, something.
Right, but in every game, you get the greedy motherfucker who gets on there, and then more greedy motherfuckers get on. And eventually, there's no controlling stuff like that.
Well, also, there's no sitting in front of a vendor and working your trade skills up like you can in EverQuest.
Yeah, but who exploited that one?
Huh? Me. I know I did. But no, what's in, you know, everything you have to make, like if you're an armorer, you want to, you know, you want to become a blacksmith, right? You have to go out and mine the ore or buy it from a player that's mined the ore. But most people that mine the ore are people that, you know, want to work on blacksmithing. Right. You know, like I'm a tailors always looking
for. So somebody who wants to become a blacksmith but doesn't want to sit there and mine the ore can't do it.
But you mine the ore when you're like going out and fighting. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you do that in EverQuest also. But what I'm saying is,
I've never seen anyone mine.
No, but when you kill mobs, all the stuff drops on them.
Yeah, but it's cool that you can actually walk past and all of a sudden they'll say, "There's an interesting piece of ore. I think you can actually take it out." And you actually pull out a pickaxe and...
What happens is you walk around, you'll see like a little outcropping of rock on the side of a hill. And you're like, walk over to it, right-click on it, all of a sudden you pick up a mining pan.
But here's the thing. Everyone can mine. Everyone can forage.
Right.
You just got to get the skill up.
Right.
Everyone can learn to skin...
Campfires.
Skin animals.
Did you see campfires?
No.
Oh, this is cool. Survivalist skill. It's not exactly a trade skill, but it's kind of cool. You can make a little fire. Only have the first level fire, which is it's 4 mana, 4 hit point regeneration when you're close to the fire. And you can use it for cooking, too. That's why I ended up getting it, so I could cook as I'm killing things. They'll drop a piece that I have a recipe for, and I'll have the fire right there, and I'll just cook it, you know. Alchemy is pretty... Anybody can be an alchemist. It's not just shaman.
Yeah, like... My class being the only one that can do that.
Yeah, well, that's... most newer games don't do that, though.
Right, but let's put it this way. You're a warrior. What the fuck do you really... Warriors don't sit around and do alchemy. They go to the alchemist and say, "What new have you created?"
Most warriors are cooks, actually.
But no,
because they want the food to get healthy.
Yeah, but they're not good cooks.
Here's what annoys the crap out of me.
They know how to put a piece of meat on the thing. Go on.
All right. I'm an Ixar. All right, I have a natural ability to forage. Okay?
50.
That's it. I can max it out at 50, and I can't get any better. Swimming, I was at 120. I'm over almost 250 now. I'm a torpedo. That got better. How come I can't forage better?
Well, that's a racial ability.
What, I got a mental block?
Yes.
No, because you are stupid.
You can only get... You stupid. You be a stupid as
fuck. You're a stupid lizard, man.
You ain't as smart as the goddamn elves.
I actually like the trade skills in EverQuest. In World of Warcraft. In EverQuest, I couldn't handle it.
You're not...
When are you going to see a lost elf in the woods?
But let's put it this way. You're an Ixar Shadow Knight.
Yeah.
You're getting forage even though, like any other Shadow Knight, doesn't have the ability to forage. You get that 50 per thing in it just for being an Ixar.
Yeah.
You get hide, though. That's a Shadow Knight ability.
Yeah, hide. Woohoo!
Hey, nothing for nothing.
Nope, that's rogue only.
Hide comes in handy. My ranger used to hide all the time so I could go potty and not have to get beat on.
I got gather shadows.
No, but you know what I'm saying? You're getting that just for your class, even though it's another... Would you say... Not race, but...
Another class?
Another class's ability.
Right.
You're getting it just for your race.
Yeah, but, why can't my ogre warrior learn that?
Hey, you know, dwarfs
he's hated almost just as bad as the Ixar.
Dwarfs start at a 50 cents heading. Oh, wait, now they start with full cents heading. That was the dwarven racial ability.
Yeah.
You start out with 50 more cents heading.
I never even noticed that.
But, you know, I guess there's certain things that just annoy the crap out of that you cannot progress any further. Oh, I don't even want to get into archery.
Well, understand that. I'm a paladin. I'm supposed to be more slashing type thing. So my archery only goes up to 75 because I'm not the ranger who is the master archer.
Yeah, but a warrior can go as high as ranger.
As a ranger.
Because the warrior is supposed to be a master of all weapons.
And that makes sense. I'd like to see a warrior with a couple of polished steel wool axes.
So like my shaman.
Yeah, not hand-to-hand weapons, though.
I think it would be stupid if my shaman was slinging a bow and arrow and hitting things
with
it.
And I'm sorry, yule axes are not hand-to-hand. They have blades on them.
Duh. Claw of the Beast. Duh. Can't use them, but the monk can. Hey. Blunt weapon? There ain't no fucking blunt weapon. There's three spikes on the damn thing.
Well, that's no different than, like, you're supposed to be having a fist fight with someone. He throws on some brass knuckles.
All right,
my warlock can wield a sword.
Oh, in World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
You see, but yeah, but he's never going to be a master of it.
Actually, no, he would be, but, I mean, basically, you can use a one-hand sword.
Right.
Just like Gandalf.
Right.
Yeah, and but it costs a shitload, because instead of AAs, you have skill points. Skill points buy you abilities. You know, actually, they come pretty quick. It cost me 100 skill points, though, to...
Right, where like a warrior would be like 50.
25.
25, right.
Yeah, so, well, I think actually they start with that.
Right.
But maces would be 25 less. In other right. words, you know...
That
but
makes sense, because you're not really supposed to be doing that, but per se, you were hanging out with warriors and they taught you to do it anyway.
Right.
So now you can do it, but you had to pay the price to be able to do mm-hmm. it. Makes
I don't
sense.
Think warriors can use staves, though, and staves got some sick damage on them.
That's blunt.
So, clerics, I mean, paladins in this game are recommended to do blunt.
Yeah, that's actually, they use maces. Yeah, they use the mace, not the staff. Mm-hmm. So they're basically two-hand maces, what you want, which is like a big-ass hammer.
Yeah, so basically the paladin is more like is a warrior cleric.
Now wait a minute. Back in like per se medieval times, what would the paladin be considered? The guy who did the knight jousting?
No, he was the holy warrior. The paladin was all right. Basically, back in the crusading time, the paladins were basically what they called Knights Templar, the Templar Knight, which basically were the guardians of the church. They were allowed to use sharp weapons, while yet the war clerics were blunt only. And they basically they were trained exactly like a priest. They were allowed to bless. They were allowed to give sacrament. But at also the same time, they were allowed to cut your head off if you blasphemed.
Yes. So, you know, dominate.
Okay.
Do not knight somebody with a vorpal weapon.
Technically, yes, the clergy was not allowed to use sharp weapons. They weren't allowed to spill mm-hmm. blood. But when the Dark Ages came, all bets were down on that. Yes, there were clerics running around with swords and axes because they were doing God's work.
Yes. And
so, yeah.
But
so,
paladins
so
can use two-handed swords.
Yeah.
We can use two-handed swords.
But the prime weapon of a cavalier slash paladin of that time period was the bastard sword, which was basically
a blunt,
a little bit shorter, a little bit shorter than a two-handed sword, but bigger than a long sword. So you can use it in one hand
mm-hmm.
and get the damage of a long sword, or you held it with two hands. Yeah, basically a claymore.
Yeah, okay. Is that a claymore?
Now, what were the three musketeers considered?
What?
Like a three musketeer type thing? What was
now?
That
here's the profound of the musketeer. A musketeer. They were supposed to use muskets.
But all they used
swords. Was the rapier. Actually, they used a rapier or a...
paring dagger also.
With a paring dagger. Okay. Yeah, no. They used fencing weapons because back then, at that time, yeah, wearing armor was kind of ridiculous. It kind of was... Once you had bullets... Hi, I'm a full... and I had a gun.
Well, you know.
So, yeah, they
used muskets were really slow, and you had, like, you know, 10,000 people coming at you. You can only fire so many.
Yeah, well, it's...
Before the horde got to you.
No. It basically was done because of the economy. Right. You can have 10,000 leather-clad people
right.
wearing rapiers and parrying daggers.
Right.
Or 500 full-plated armored guys. And the other guy with 10,000 also had muskets. So, 10,000 bullets going at 500 guys, I think they won.
Now, one thing that's coming, again, World of Warcraft, since we're in that mode.
We are?
Yeah, I am. player versus player has been a big, huge... question mark over this game. How are they going to implement it? Basically, it's called World of Warcraft. You can duel, right, but that's not war. You know? I mean, basically, they want to have some feeling like, you know, Warcraft. You know, basically, it's us versus the Horde, or the Horde versus the Alliance. I mean, that's just the way it works. So, Originally, they were. I think they were only going to have certain zones that you would take a bat or a bat if you're undead or whatever. You know, if you would take your flying mount to, and that's the only way you could get into this zone. And going into the zone means it's player versus player.
Right, it's the war zone.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like going to the arena.
Yeah, something like that. A lot of people.
It's like the size of East Corner.
No, I understand that.
No, but what they're saying now is they're going to have that, but also zones in the game that are full-out PvP. Meaning if you go to these zones,
they're not going to have specified servers then for it.
No, they're going to have specified servers that PvP anybody, meaning an alliance person can kill an alliance person. The regular servers will have these zones that, basically what you do is you'll walk to it, and these will be high-level zones. You're not going to get to these zones if you're first level. You're basically going there to fight.
So you can't make a tune just to hand-to-hand beat Tom's ass at first level?
You can duel me.
You can duel.
But you can duel in WoWcraft?
Yes, you duel, but you don't duel to the death.
Yes, they actually give up.
Yeah, you knock them down to like one hit point, he'll actually get on one knee and beg for,
No, I hate to say it. In EverQuest, wasn't there that one time somebody dueled you and you were proud you fucking dueled him to the death?
Yeah, but this one they submit and
No, but you submitted. No, but
this one will be different.
Kill.
This will be different. In other words, the high end game, it's going to consist of a lot of play versus, environment. Okay, like high end raid stuff. This is what they said. This is how they described PvP, right? You can go to these PvP zones and into the areas where you PvP, and you will get rewards for killing, like, the horde. Or, in other words, you'll probably get a quest saying, you must kill 10 whatever, meaning real people. Yeah, okay, basically, to go to this, you don't have to take it, but basically, you'll go to this place and kill 10 of the horde. You'll get, kills, and once you complete the quest, you'll get a piece of armor or whatever. But this armor will be just as good as anything you can get via, going to kill a boss mob, let's say in player versus environment. But it will look different. So you don't, in other words, if
it'll be, so you're walking around, everybody be like, yo, he killed 10 players to get that armor. That,
right, in other words, you could tell.
Fucking player killer.
That's right. You could tell, you can see somebody that's actually gone to the front lines and defended, the alliance. In other words, you're going there and you're not killing another person from the alliance. I'm not going there and killing another human. I'm killing an undead scum.
Yeah, but the undead scum is sitting in front of his computer dueling you.
That's right. And it's consensual. Because he's in that zone to kill 10 alliance
people. If you're in that
alliance
zone, you know
that... Consensual butt sex.
Yes, exactly.
Right. It's going to be an ass reaming whether you get
There's a certain thrill when you're fighting somebody that's not a computer player.
Right.
Now, problem with player versus player stuff is griefers. And, I've seen this firsthand. It's somebody that'll kill you. Wait for you to come back to get your body, and then kill you again, and then kill you again, and kill you again. And because you're naked now, and he's fully armored, you're never going to beat him, okay? You have to go get friends, or wait for him to get bored, or, they'll corpse camp you. They'll sit there, they'll come into the newbie field. There'll be a whole bunch of first-level players, second-level, third, fifth-level players, and he'll just, max-level guy will go around and just kill everybody. That's a dick. I mean, no matter which way you look at it, to me, that's a dick, okay? He's just, I killed a first level. Dude, you can kill a rabbit. I mean, you don't feel like a big man. They just like pissing people off. So their challenge...
Well, that's going to be in every game. There's going to be a dick like that.
Yeah, well, that's why the challenge was, how do you keep dicks like that from ruining people's fun? Because when I played Ultima Online, when I was in Spain. I actually still have the discs. I played for 3 days. It was actually a cool game. Okay, it was overhead perspective.
So you couldn't go to Spain for 2 weeks with your wife and
not
play
there.
An online
not
game?
There.
Here's a proposal.
I'm talking when I lived there.
Here's a proposal. Certain zones, would you go in?
Yeah.
Level limited.
You're level limited by the content before these zones.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
You got to be like 20 level to be player versus player in
the zones.
And if
you make it there as first level, you deserve to die.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So basically, this is what they're, what they're saying is, it's, when I was playing Ultima Online, when I lived in Spain, I played for 3 days. The third day, I was chopping some wood, because you have trade skills and stuff like that. I was chopping some wood, and some guy came out of nowhere and killed me. And then when I forget what he did, but he hunted me down and killed me and killed me and killed me.
That's because you went player versus player.
No, that's open player versus player there. Anybody can hack anybody.
You can hack anybody.
So what ended up happening was I quit the game. I canceled my membership and said, fuck this. You know?
But you knew that going into the game.
No, I didn't.
Well, they should have told you.
Well, no, they don't tell you. I mean, it's like EverQuest. When you first started playing, you didn't know what the fuck. Gorilla, look, it's a bird. Ah! It's a griffin.
No, I knew starting out. Something was blue. Okay, I could kill it. It was red. I ran my ass off.
Oh, that's the one that pissed me off about EverQuest. You can't tell if red meant 4 levels above you or 40 levels above
well,
you.
Well, even in World of Warcraft, you have, like, the numbers. You could see what level something is.
Right.
I was playing my rogue because I was still resting on my mage, right? I had 45 minutes. So I logged Tasso in. I'm running around. I complete a quest or whatever. And I'm like, what's across the lake? Because, again, there's no zones. You can basically see something, you know, across. You know, that big dome thing with the purple lights and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I wonder what's over there. You know, so I snuck and I went in there. And there's a whole bunch of mobs there with question marks as level. Question marks means fucking run. You know, in other words, they're much higher, they're way higher level than you. I think more than 15 levels. They're going to kill you. But I did see a chest. They have treasure chests.
You had to loot it in the middle of them. Did you die?
The first time, yes. Because I thought there was this elemental, like rock, fire, you know, rock elemental. You know, you could see, like, you know, dust and everything. And it was moving away. I'm like, okay. I start looting the chest. Wham, wham, just beat the crap out of me in like 2 seconds. I'm like, shit. And then, actually, since I was in a higher level zone, I started at their graveyard. I'm actually in Alliance territory now. Okay?
Oh, and you were a horde?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I started at their graveyard. Of course, they can't see me because I'm a ghost. So I run back to my body. I wait, I wait, I wait.
You can't drag your corpse?
No. No, no, you can't.
No, no, but when you come within like 100 feet of it.
Right, it comes a resurrect thing. Thing comes up.
Do you want to resurrect now? And then you poof.
Yeah,
no, but I understand that. But I mean, you can't get your body out of the danger zone.
No, the only way to. Okay, I've done that before.
You come within 100
I've been
feet
in the
of
bottom
it.
Of a dungeon and died. And by the time I got back, everything had respawned. So what I did was resurrect as far from the body as I can, run, die. Run all the way back. It sucks, but that's the death penalty. I shouldn't have been as deep in the dungeon by myself as I was. That's the death penalty. The death penalty is simply time. 2-3 minutes, not too bad. But there's been times where I'm like, fuck this, I'm not dying because I've been so far away, it would take me 5 minutes to get back to my corpse. I'm just, fuck this. I'll just run away from a battle.
And monsters do give up.
Yeah, because there's no zones. And I was always wondering, like, how are they going to do it, you know, where, you know, I'm going to drag a, you know, can you imagine EverQuest with no zones?
So the guards don't help you out?
Who the fuck dragged Vindy to Thurgood?
Who dragged Vindy to East Commons?
He took the boat?
Do the guards help you at all?
Yes. Good. If you can get to the guards, again, there's not, you know, it's just like EverQuest. There's guards around the cities and outposts and stuff, but there's no guards.
But
anywhere.
Are there, like, that rant, nothing for nothing, I know I bitched about it.
Yeah.
But I hate to say it, I like that random tune that kills you, and then like 20 levels later you can bitch slap it.
Oh, you know, there's certain times where I've come across, you know, all of a sudden it's like, I'm sitting there killing Defias Highwaymen for a quest, right? And they're 21st level, I'm 17th. Actually, that's one thing I really love about this game. You're constantly fighting things your level or a little above your level. And it's never a certainty that you will win. You can sit there and, you know, kill like 10 of them, you know, and they'll be, you know, you'll be low mana, but you'll still, you know, be okay. And then one of them just resists the shit out of you and beat the... Anyways, so I'm killing these guys, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, crunch, it doesn't crunch. I mean, I'm like, what the fuck? I scroll back, and there's 2+ level mobs beating the shit out of me. Well, you know, plus level mobs are elite mobs. They're basically 3 times the amount of hit points, and they hit a little harder than the regular mobs. These are mobs meant to be grouped. In other words, either you're way higher level, or you're okay.
I get your point.
I'll be going back for those two. Trust me on this one. But also, you know, I've already gone back and extracted my revenge on this one gnoll that was plus level. Just as a, you know, when I was playing my rogue, just beat the shit out of me. Well, I was 17th level, and he's, you know, 9th level plus. I'm like, yeah, you're so mine, mate. You know, just be, you know, it's definitely one of those.
Because
you know.
Tell me, the first time Kisdinkik killed you,
fuck him.
You were like, ah, oh, man, you spent 20 levels hiding from him. when you hit 45, 50, the first time you bitch slapped him all over the zone, you were like, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, dude.
I demand.
Hey, Kuzma bashed him to death.
I kicked him to death.
I nuked him to death.
You kick him. Actually, what you do is you kick him until he's got like a sliver, and then you wait, and he's just walking around. And then you kick him again. You know, just keep him low. You know, just go and just kick him in the ass and come on, keep running, bitch. So yeah, there's definitely a couple of those mobs wandering here and there. You know, and it definitely feels nice to kill them. But I'm having a shitload of fun with this game. It's a lot. You know what I like about it? It's a lot like EverQuest.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the reason why, you know what? If I can get the same thing with what I'm with already, I don't feel the need to switch yet.
Yeah, until they
fuck
one of your classes.
There's a couple things I think they really should fix.
Warriors?
No. In EverQuest. Oh, that too. In West Commons.
Yes.
Okay. There's some people in there that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
Should be killing Dragon Zittles.
Zythe? Right.
Yeah, Zythe. You had that cleric for the
the Paladin?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I ran past him.
No, fuck you, man. They're not on the same faction. They're on the same neutral faction, so they don't attack each other. Yeah,
dude,
no.
He's Nathaniel Marr, and he's got to be Kha'Zix Thul. Fuck that.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole thing. It's
You should run past that fucking cleric,
people,
and he should be like... He lets out a mighty yelp
and beats the shit out of him. Right?
He's not a cleric, though, isn't he? A paladin?
No, he's a cleric.
But I mean, basically,
it's for the paladin quest, though.
A lot of people are bitching about the fact that Horde can't group with Alliance. Alliance can't group with the Horde. You can't have a guild. Your guild will be all Alliance or all Horde because you can't
intermix. I think sucks.
Well, there's a reason for that. Again, because
it's
basically
part of the game
you're playing two different games. If you do a Who, you don't see anybody on the Horde side. It's basically like you're playing on a different server until you actually meet them. Okay.
Right, but if I want to be Horde and you're Alliance,
I will meet you on the battlefield.
You know what I'm saying? To me, that sucks.
Yeah.
No, that's
a big drawback for
me. Come on,
too.
We saw a Tauren in a bar.
Yes.
There will be neutral ground where you can actually hang out and socialize.
But you won't be able to group.
No.
Because here's the thing. It's like, his ogre and my, cleric.
Wouldn't group.
We should never group. Actually, my cleric would want to kill you because you ate my uncle. I mean, if you walk into Ogok, you see boars hanging by pikes.
Entrails hanging out of them.
Yes, right? It's like, and now you're buddy-buddy. So
that's one thing I do like, the fact that we can play any character we want and we can still group together.
That'd be equivalent to me hanging out with the Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. You won't do it. You wouldn't do it. No, so the whole thing is you get your friend, you tell your friends to bite the bullet and play, whatever.
You do what I like to do or I won't play with you. Yeah, fuck you.
Well, you can have other characters.
Yes. I mean, you could have two characters and be one Alliance, one Horde, whatever.
That's what I'm going to do.
No, I understand.
I'm probably going to have a couple of Hordes, a couple of Alliance. A
couple of Hordes, Tom?
Horse. Yeah.
Tom wants a couple of Hordes.
I want a female Night Elf. I'll make some plat that way.
They don't have plat in the game yet. Not until...
not until Brandy shows up.
Then they'll have to make a platinum piece.
Right. Dude, I swear to God, I can see him making stupid money on this game. You know what? Half it will be mine.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. I mean, it's I like the quest-oriented part of it. I ran out of quests, basically, in the two areas that I was. I cleared Westfall and this Red Ridge Mountains place. I ran out of quests. I have quests. I mean, the quest line continues, but they're way red to me, meaning I'm supposed to be higher level. You know, to get groups to do this stuff, you need to be above 20, and I'm not 20 yet. So I'm like, shit, what do I do now? Okay, all right, let me...
Grind a little.
No, I don't like grinding. I hate grinding. I hate just killing things to get experience.
Bullshit, in EverQuest you were proud of that.
No, I hated it. I hated it. I really did. It was a grind. I hate it. Hated sitting in bot and killing the same, 20 monsters for 8 hours.
I
did it because I needed the AA.
Where we're different. I hardly ever see me on that game 8 hours straight.
I got Schisma Camp and Sister Temple waiting for the Emperor. That's the only thing I log on. If not, I log on Fizzlaw.
Right.
L-V-O-N, anything.
Right.
Just to get him up in levels. If I can't get a group with him, which I doubt because he's a cleric.
Right.
I go right to Voodoo-mon.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to say, though, is I've tried to keep, you know, to the point of killing things only, you know, for a reason. And I haven't had, you know, again, that's what I said. I ran out of quests. So what I did was I took a walk, you know, to this one place where I knew I had some, you know, quests that I didn't do. And I was too high level for those quests. Now, you know, I could still do them, but I'd blow through them. They wouldn't be worth doing. The gear and stuff I wouldn't get, you know. In other words, one day I'm going to go back there as a, you know, first level, you know, as a lower level character and do the quest there. There's some cool ones. But I saw this guy that, you know, never saw had a quest before, and because I was high enough level, he, you know, he gives me the breadcrumb quest. What happens is when you clear an area, at certain points of doing the quest, they'll give you a breadcrumb quest. Take this note to this guy. Okay, in this other zone, and they move you. Yeah, you know, they keep moving you through
the zone. Another zone, right?
Which is a little higher, you know, a little harder, you know, with quest appropriate for your level. So he gave me the breadcrumb quest to lead me to the next place I should have been. I went there, and sure enough, there's 10 more. You know, actually, people are complaining on the forums. There's a 25 quest limit, meaning you can only in your quest log.
Take 25 separate quests.
Yeah, you can only have 25 quests going at the same time. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. You can, you know, cancel your quest, and it's not like you can never do it again. You can go back. And
but you have to start from the beginning.
Well, you got to find the guy again. You know, wherever you are in the quest line, you know, if you abandon the quest, the guy's thing, it changed from a question mark to an exclamation point. You go, and you get the same quest again. So, you know, but they want, you know, I've grouped with people, and we have this software that lets you share quests. Like, I can see what quests he's working on. He can see what quests I'm working on. Basically, the clients talk back and forth to each other, okay? But it's kind of funny because I looked at his, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm looking, and he must have had all of his quests. I mean, he must have reached the limit. And I could see, like, all the different quests, and I'm like, why do you do... It's like me, I like, you know, again, that's his style of playing. That might be times, you know, where, you know, Tom will not want to finish all the quests, but as soon as he gets the breadcrumb quest, which a lot of times comes early, he'll go to the next... You know, the
See,
next
that's
zone.
Like
no, I think, no, you know, I'd I'm probably
not a
wind
quester.
Up, I'd probably wind up clearing as
But you know what this game sounds like?
What?
It's online.
Mm-hmm.
It's role-playing.
A lot of role-playing.
Where you can play the game mm-hmm. as if you were playing
a first-person
regular
game.
Diablo.
Right.
Or you could play the game like you're playing
yes.
online.
Mm-hmm. It's basically a single-player game that you play with other people.
See, I don't like that.
No, it's awesome.
Like, I went on my first LDON with my cleric.
Yes.
We flew through the LDON. But you know what was my favorite part about it?
Winning?
No.
Okay.
We were sitting down. We had the conversation going, joking about this, this, and that.
In Lost Dungeons and Araya?
About...
That group,
some
that
guys
group
going
sucked.
Out to go drink Flamin' Dr. Peppers after
oh,
we got
that,
done.
That group sucks.
We cleared the zone.
Afterwards, you're talking, you sat down and talked.
No, this was while we were killing.
No. How long did it take you?
We actually, to finish the first part
yeah.
where you get your amount of collected,
mm-hmm.
took us probably about 45 minutes, and then we spent the extra
That's
half hour clearing the rest
no,
of the zone.
No, because basically the groups that I was in for Lost Engine Rye, it's all about kill, kill, kill.
I was only
never
33 third level at the time.
Oh, okay. So, but at 65th, we never, the right. really good ones... Were the ones where the there's always two or three mobs in camp, meaning you're just constantly killing, moving. And, you know, that to me took a lot out of the game. It's kind of like I hate the grind, but I like the bullshitting of the grind.
But see,
Where you sit there and bullshit with somebody and talk to them and, you know.
In the Legion, I'm getting a bad reputation thanks to Jandalar.
What did you do now?
Well, no, every time, we're preparing for a raid. You know, and everyone's like, you know, buffing up and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, someone starts talking about porn. And all of a sudden, Brian goes, oh no, here we go. She's going to go into goat porn again.
Nice.
And I'm like, goat porn.
Yeah. Now, basically, you know, I'm almost 20th level, which I get the female pet then.
Ooh, the one with the bat wings?
The bat wings and the whip.
You can just stay there all day.
Why do you think I made a warlock? Van, what level are you? 20. You've been 20 for a month now. What are you doing? Looking at my pet.
Well, you're probably going, honey, can you come over here and get this outfit?
Well, see, that's cool. I had this for the first time. I didn't have this with my dwarf or my shaman because one's a barbarian and one's an ugly little dwarf.
That's a good Halloween thing. You can go as a warlock. Your wife can go as a...
As a succubus?
Yeah, and then sick her on me.
I'm pulling tunes that are way too high for me in Gunthak. Now, my new character is a high elf. I don't have the funky helm on her. I'm wearing see-through purple.
Yeah.
I dyed my color purple, and it's like all see-through. Uh-huh. So I hit the vine orbs. I had two on me, knew I was going to die.
Right.
Ran back to where the lighthouse is. Mm-hmm. Figured I might be able to get, because Divine Aura does some healing, I was able to get a Celestial Heal off. Figured I might be able to kill one of them and then hit the zone. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, two male tunes are over there, buffing me, healing me.
Well, because you're female.
Barbarian never had that.
We proved that point.
But it was just so cool. I'm sitting down, I sent Tom.
I saw a kiltless barbarian, a female kiltless barbarian. Dude, the emotes she was getting were really pretty much close to rated R.
Not like the World of Warcraft females.
No.
Snapping at her. That was awesome.
No, actually, I've got sent Yatsu at
I've got
like,
something
I know
you should have said.
About.
I just had an idea that you should have thought of.
What?
Well, the male warlock, the warlocks in the game, right? Get this female succubi. That basically is hot looking, it's a cartoon, but it's a cartoon
he's
sense.
He's the pimp daddy.
Right, he's got this...
It's wearing this bikini, he's got little horns, the bat wings.
He's the pimp daddy. That,
but
that's
I'm saying,
his
why shouldn't the females, though, have, like a male, such a...
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That would be.
But it isn't that way.
No, but I'm saying that... I'm going to suggest that. One,
and you got to have a big bulge since your succubi gets big boobies.
Wait. Can female wood elf, night elves... Be warlocks?
Oh, that would be...
Raven messed up on the table with the...
With her succubi? Yeah.
Dude, Vigilon's going broke.
Yeah, but I'll suggest that in-game. Because it's beta, and they're willing to make changes. So, I'll suggest that. I'll suggest... My suggestion will be, I get a female, pet at 20th level... A female warlock should get a male pet.
Yeah, but watch, it's like hideous, big bulging eyes.
No. It should be in leather. It should be like dressed like a gimp. Basically all in leather with zipper on the go. Yeah, so I can't talk. But you know what I'm saying?
No. I'm thinking you remember Cleopatra? The men that would come walking around
in
on the side. Club? They would have the two straps on the front, and then they'd be wearing the skirt. You could see their manly chest because Cleopatra wanted to have something to look at.
All right, that's so something. Okay, that's, I'll suggest that.
Yeah, okay.
If it goes in, I'll be freaking. That'll be cool.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like, he's a geek.
This guy plays. This is a guy. Geek. No, but I'm serious. It should be like that, though.
You look on, Tasso has been shunned. What?
You know what they'd end up doing? They'd give us a male guy. It'd be a eunuch.
Eunuch.
Yeah, right? No bulge.
No bulge. Invert.
Ken doll.
It's a Ken doll. No, but I'll try that.
Oh, yeah, just to test out my computer, I signed up for the EQ2 beta test. See if I can run the game.
Oh,
did you...
Well, it's not started yet, but they're taking applications.
I did the application.
I just want to see if my computer will run.
I just want to see how crappy it is.
I hate to say this. He's saying how crappy it is. I remember 6 months ago I walked into this room and heard from Van.
You have to quit EverQuest and play EverQuest too.
Yeah, because it looked cool. And then you hear a lot of the stuff that they're doing with the game, and it's just like, oh, this is going to suck. Yeah.
It's all a matter of opinion, though.
I mean, I do think the voices are going to be cool.
Yeah, when you talk to somebody.
Yeah, that's going to be definitely a very cool thing.
But see, that I won't need, because I already have voice.
What?
When an NPC talks to me, when a character talks to me.
No, but
don't
be voice acting. No. Citizen!
No, you should not address me,
without
an announced
being
citizen.
To,
not like, you will not address me, an announced citizen.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Every NPC sounds like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Star.
No, not... My voice doesn't sound like Stephen Hawking.
I invented that.
But the male tunes, I think, are female, so I look at them.
No, but she's got two computers at her house, so I'm like, Snow Dog, this is your rectum speaking. Stop putting things in me.
Tom comes over and I'm like, what? Oh, I want to hear me talk.
Everybody calls it the AWP because of me. Thank you.
Calls it the AWP nowadays. What's the AWP? Oh, Arctic Warfare.
Yeah, that's a gun in Counter-Strike.
But yeah, right. They have guns, firearms. This is going to be fucking cool.
And the bows actually have strings.
What, in every
bows actually have
in
strings.
WoW.
And
World of Warcraft.
And crossbows.
Yes, crossbows. You can buy
you
crossbows.
You actually buy a crossbow. I can like...
Yeah, I see crossbows. I haven't seen any crossbows in the game. We're gonna have to
I like the crossbow that was in Van Helsing.
Oh, yeah, I want one of those. Machine gun crossbow.
An anti-aircraft
actually, the cool, one of the cool things a lot of, you know, the Rangers are going to like, you know, you can see people draw, you know, the bow. It has the string, and they can hold it. I don't know how they hold it, but I've seen people, like, doing this and that, and just shoot it. I'm like, that's cool.
Well, if you can actually hold the button down.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't had a bow yet.
Yeah. See, now, that's where another thing that should come in. If you have archery, you should get pluses for the longer you wait, because you're aiming.
Oh, and you can shoot somebody point-blank range.
Ah! Legolas!
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You can shoot people point-blank.
But you know what? You put too much stuff in the game, and then you can end up laggy like EverQuest, because there's just too much going on.
Actually, right now it's a little laggy on the Azeroth side, because they said there's more people. There's about 2,500 people playing, like, right now. Okay, on one server, which is about the population of a normal EverQuest server. Right now, there's a lot of Alliance people. They said it seems to be more people on there. What they said once there's actually two servers. There's
actually will there be a bazaar too?
No, that's I don't know what they're doing with the selling thing. I think that's where the email auction
like houses. Common tunnel.
No, I think it's going to be auction houses or something where you drop something off to sell. There will be player housing.
Yeah. But, dude, that was spooky. Remember that?
They will have player housing.
Yeah.
They will have guild houses.
Yeah.
So, basically, you have a...
Oh, so you can sell stuff in the... Yeah, okay, that'd be cool.
I'm not sure how they're going to do it.
No, it's not going to be as mass... Not as easy as the bazaar where you could just stand there, go away.
No, but that was...
I think maybe it'll be
easier. Anybody could buy anything.
I think it's going to be easier where you actually give it to an NPC to sell. Yeah. So you don't have to be logged on.
So the game has to give you your money.
Yeah. Once it's sold, you log on and you receive 50 silver. You know, because you sold X amount of stuff.
And what if, like, the game screws up somehow?
Well, that's what beta testing's for.
Beta testing's all about.
Testing that stuff.
You can test it all you want, and then a year down the road, all of a sudden it just fucks up.
This is Blizzard. They fix things.
Yeah, that's...
This is not Sony.
Yeah, I know.
You're going on Caribbean vacations.
Well, we found, Tom, right before...
I need another boat.
You want to hear the biggest
glitch
that happened? Right, Tom? You were at the house. You saw this.
What?
My mother, me and my mom share the printer in the house from our computers.
Yeah.
The printer said out of paper. So the main printer is set up to my computer. My game closed.
Ugh.
Didn't shut down. It just the window went away.
Right.
So the
you're
thing
like,
pop up.
Right.
That's what I said. I said, turn the printer off. Let's cancel it out until I'm done.
Right.
I get back into EverQuest. I'm playing every time I went to cast a spell.
Yeah.
Cling, cling. Tom's like, what the fuck? I open it back up. A minute later, cling, cling.
It drops off the screen.
What?
I don't know what was going on. I don't know what it was.
Don't ask me. I was able to still play the game. I was moving quick enough, but I was like, what the fuck? And Tom's like, what's going on? I'm like, it still thinks the printer thing is coming up.
Hmm.
And it kept automatically every so often.
Shut down and go back to the screen, but it was still playing.
You know.
That could have been a glitch within my own computer.
Can we do me a favor?
What?
Next week. I want to have a normal show. No, let me put this a better way. I want to have a not normal show.
Some more butt sex.
No! God damn it. I don't want to hear... I don't want to hear we're burning Jews. I don't want to hear...
Hey,
Let me get a human skin lamp off of eBay.
I don't want any
of that stuff. I don't want butt sex. I don't want... Oh, man, that show is going to suck.
No,
the weeks we do have a straight EverQuest show...
Yeah.
Most of the people that used to be in the chat room were like, yo, man, where's the butt sex?
No.
EverQuest. This is too much EverQuest.
For the first For the first 30 or 45 minutes.
I didn't start it this time. You guys did. Yeah, I just elaborated on it.
For the 30 or 45 minutes, I want to talk about, like, World of Warcraft and, you know, just do a review on it. Okay? Basically, we can do one show.
Straight World of Warcraft for 45 minutes?
Yes.
Why don't I stay home?
No.
That's boring to me.
It's not boring.
I play EverQuest. I don't play World of Warcraft.
Maybe 30 minutes. I mean, basically, I want you there because...
Let her come over on a Saturday and let her play it.
I'm still not... Because just not me. Join us. See, no, I'll play it. I'll have fun. And then I'll be like...
Are you afraid to dance?
It's no different than other games. EverQuest has been the only game that's ever kept my interest. I had all the shit and Blizzard games beforehand that came out. Or that never went for nights.
Why don't you come over?
String of stuff. Diablo.
No, just
last time. Even
just come over and try it.
Try it.
The first one's free.
Yeah. Just like Zelda.
Then you'll be sucking the cup. Okay.
I played Zelda and got bored after a while. And I gave it up.
Sorry.
Can I play a little more? Come on, sexy dick, man.
Well, Tom's saying that now.
Dude, you gotta watch
it. Tom's saying he wants to suck dick.
Well, if I let him play, so okay.
Can we bring the video camera?
No, you know what? I want you to come over and play. Just and so we can have one show, because I want to advertise the show. Do you know what I'm saying? I want to advertise the show and see what kind of feedback we get.
What we talk about WoW every week.
Yeah, but experience it. You know, I was here. I brought.
I know,
two
but every time, listen.
Level.
You know,
every
this
time
is like Tom saying, "Go to the gay side," and I'm going, "Well, let me think."
No. There's a borderline here. This is another game, okay?
Yes.
This is like me asking you, "Why don't you put on a hot little teddy outfit that I saw you in Halloween or something like that?" You know,
I never wore a hot little teddy outfit.
I'm just saying, for instance. I'm just saying, for instance.
I got my moo-moo that Steve gave me today.
Oh, great, a moo-moo, eh?
Oh, God.
That's about as sexy as me and leotards, okay? No, I'm just saying.
Hey, I got my moo-moo at home. It's a regular moo-moo, but the material's got them little holes in it. It's kind of stretchy, and it's kind of see.
There's a hole right here?
The little tiny holes everywhere with the whole thing.
All right, so.
Like meshy.
But I'm just saying, it's like asking you to wear something different. It's not like, oh, are you taking the ass? You know, that's a big difference.
If you do it the right way,
clothes,
sure, why not?
Cock in the butt.
Close cock in
well,
the butt.
First of all, you can't be jumbo cock, because that would hurt.
Dude, I'm just...
The sex with Van is right out. Okay.
Anal sex with Van is right out.
Anal sex with Van is something I wouldn't even think about. Fuck a big-ass Greek guy saying, let's do this. No way. You couldn't play with it
tonight.
Tonight,
we're spooning.
Could you see that, Tom? This guy's got what?
No.
Oh, stop! No, I don't want to get into it.
You seen it? How round is it?
Oh God!
You know, it's scary enough that I kind of, pretty much, I have an idea of his dimensions. That's
so an idea.
That's
how
wrong.
Round is it?
What?
I said an idea. How round is it? 3 inches? 4 inches? 5 inches?
Six.
It's like two coffee cups.
Nah, I don't poop that big.
It's six around.
I don't poop that big, so no, nothing bigger than what I poop is going in there.
No, but what I'm saying, I'm using that as a reference. You're trying on, like, a different outfit compared to...
Yeah, but
to
sometimes... No. There's been times when I've, like, taken a crap, got up and go, honey, come look at this.
Dude, you can use this as a kayak.
It's kind of like you want to think, do I have to break it? You know, it's like it's...
I've never had a poop I've done that with.
Just get a rose or take it out to the canal.
I've never had the plunge after going to the bathroom.
What's the smell? Oh, it's Vince kayak.
It's a shit kayak.
It's a shit kayak.
No, basically, that's
my
what
dog has. Have you ever had your dog do that in the house by accident?
And it's
like
no, that's
dude.
Bigger than the dog.
And you're like, damn, and it's steaming.
No. Your dog poops so big, you can probably sell us a charter boat.
it's a booze
proof. It stinks, but man, the price is pretty good. And free raisins.
Ooh. I never
eaten any
good.
So, but like
but
I said.
But see, butt plugs aren't that big now, right?
Okay, terrific.
Butt plug?
You want me to draw it for you?
No, I don't know what I've never
okay.
seen a butt plug.
Okay.
I know the rumors all right, that we've heard of butt plugs.
It's usually
is it like a
soft...
No, 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 no. Much bigger.
It's about the size of your thumb.
It's no, no, it's not. Small. Not a real one. A real one is basically it looks like a spade. You know, like from a card.
Ow, you know it's got its point on the tin?
Well, it's kind of rounded or whatever, but you know, basically
so it
it's
looks
soft.
Like a tampon?
No, 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 it's bigger than that.
And those things expand when
well,
they
no, they're
away.
Like maybe that big, but they go in, you know what I'm saying? In other words, they go really wide and then they have a small end to it. And it's a butt plug because it's supposed to, I guess, fill you up from the inside.
Okay.
Ew.
Now they have expandable ones and stuff like that, but I don't know
see,
what
that's
how
we could get you ready.
Dr. Ruth.
We put the expandable one in you
I saw
so it moves
saw
slowly
it. No, no, no,
and
no, no,
you
no,
can
no.
get used to it.
Dr. Ruth, Dr. Ruth.
I don't want to get used to it.
Dr. Ruth is fucking Sesame Street compared to the girl on the Lifetime channel.
I've seen, oh.
It's like
not the
your
Lifetime on the Biog, not the Biog,
not
but your Life Channel 16.
Women or Oxygen or whatever.
That's it, Oxygen. It's in the 100 and something.
It's like this girl is 80.
Every night they have the
and
sex talk
and she's like,
show.
Just put the and I'm like, ah! It's grandma playing with dildos and butt plugs and, you know, and,
well, grandma Alice
and cock rings, oh my.
Until she was how old?
But you don't want to see her talking about it.
Well,
you don't
you
want
the visual in your head.
You
no.
don't want to show the proper way to clean a dildo.
You should have been there. The night grandma Alice came back from Florida. She's like 78 years old, turned to me, my mother, and goes, my partner died. I'll never have sex again. My mother turned and looked at me because my eyes widened and goes, it's not the same sex me and you would think about. And she goes, oh, yes, it is.
You're sitting there in the corner in a fetus position, second thumb.
I was like, I didn't need to know that.
Yes, no, no.
That's like Van was talking about.
No, but I'm saying, that's. I saw her with a butt plug, and I'm like, that thing's fucking huge. I'm like, but I guess because it's pliable. It's like, you know, it's like you can collapse on it.
It's soft, like a Nerf.
Yeah, some
so
Nerf
now,
butt plug.
If they're smaller, bigger, smaller, can they get stuck in there?
No, because you can pull them out.
So they got a little tab on it like a tampon.
Well, no, they got like a round, big round thing like this.
Like a nipple ring.
No, 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 like...
You mean a string on the end so you can tug that like
not,
a tampon.
No, 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 no. At the end of it,
yeah.
Okay, there's a big, like, round plastic disc, maybe 6 inches. That's not going in your butt. That's what you grab and pull it out with.
But what happens if you got big hole and it goes in?
If you have that big of a hole, you can just shit it out.
Hey, I hate to tell you, we know the rumors. We have some friends.
Didn't Jackass put, like, a HL car up his ass?
Yes. And then he went to the doctor and said he was complaining about, the you know, pain in his rectum. And they did an X-ray.
Saw it?
And saw
a HO car by that big in his ass.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's on the phone. He's like, he stuck something up his butt. Yeah.
That's just like, isn't that a true story about around here when some guy went to the hospital and had the dead gerbil in his butt?
No.
No.
That's
your urban legend.
Urban legend. First of all, the doctors aren't allowed to...
discuss anything like that.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. If I'm a doctor and some fucker comes into my emergency room
I'm sure.
Stupid shit up his ass.
I'm sure there's
barbecue. I'm laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
Barbecue is one thing, but
I'm sure
it's on a
somewhere,
press.
Some way, a guy went there with a gerbil that he couldn't get out of his ass. Lemmy Winks, so Lemmy Winks.
Didn't, what's his name? What's that actor's name?
Richard Gere?
Yeah.
We're going to get sued now. Okay. No, he
no,
didn't.
No, Richard Gere didn't do nothing.
No, that was
funky.
The rumor. That was the bullshit rumor. That
about what?
That he got caught, went to the doctor and got a gerbil out of his ass.
No, not Richard
Gere. No.
Richard Gere's on that Sean Connery level.
He's waiting for you tonight. Hurry now, Lemmy Winks. I wonder if he was supposed to do a special on Lemmy
yes,
Winks.
Yes, he was supposed to be back.
And they all of a sudden due to something in Hawaii or something like that, They did Awesome-O, the Cartman robot special.
Yeah.
And then they never went back to Lemmy Winks.
I don't know. I want to see Lemmy Winks. I was like, yeah, Lemmy Winks!
Yeah, Lemmy Winks is back. At least they bring back fucking Towley.
Hi.
You are gay.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up!
But what do you think about that thing I was talking about, turning your house into a swingers club for a week? We could charge people.
She's serious.
I could get into swinging. Turn the lights down low so nobody could see the fat rolls, but I could get into swinging.
Yeah, it's like you watch those HBO specials.
Wait. I've been hounding you for sex the last 10 years.
You ain't never hounded me for sex.
All right, you want some sex?
See, that's the...
Ears are open.
Come on, just turn off the light. I'm sending somebody else. Please, Tom's getting real cranky.
Cranky?
Yeah, but see, Tom's more like my brother.
So?
Oh, wait. You're willing to make me go gay? But you're willing not to have hetero sex with me?
I'd let my own brother go gay, but I ain't fucking him.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
You can't live by hand alone.
Shit woman can live by vibrator alone. LGBR slaps tassel. Is LGBR really
shit.
In there?
Laser got it. The real laser got it, Bunny Rabbit?
Is it the real one? It's almost 9. Yeah, we still got 20 minutes.
You guys talk. About
I hate to say it. No.
Tom, convince her to sleep with you. I'll be right back.
Oh, you got to take a dump?
I got to take a dump.
Yeah. No, sit down. If you shit, I want to see it. Nice brown stain
on
the chair.
I'll save it for you. Come on, this chair already smells like ass.
Are you seriously going to leave the radio show to go take a dump?
Gyro feta cheese and ass. Okay.
He's getting teabagged.
Oh!
That's what he just said.
If anyone needs to know what teabagging is... Does anyone need to know on the chat room yet? Teabagging? I know we had a 40-second delay.
Well, we got LGBGR and LGBR in there. Which is good to see him again. Nothing for nothing. I hate to say it, but it was the funniest thing as hell when he shut Tasso up. That day he was in the chat room, Raven Miss was going off, and he started talking about you, and you were like,
No, I wasn't. Oh, yeah, it said that I was touching him at the...
Yeah, and you were like, no, fuck, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
Don't you remember that day?
What, did you go Catholic priest?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
No, but he looked like he was getting ready to have a twin. I used to do that.
Stand up. No,
he said, yeah, I got belly. I know that. At least mine rolls a little. That was the best one.
I got to take a dump.
My grandpa used to have one of those bellies. We used to tease him, when are the triplets going to be born? Nice. You go over there and rub grandpa's belly.
The Buddha belly.
Oh, no. I already got the running joke in the house. My sister Mary's like, you know, Tom, all your brothers and sisters had kids. So when are you going to have yours? And that's why I'm going to jail.
You know what you should do?
Have a kid?
Get a sonogram.
Get a sonogram.
When she says that. So, well, you can take a look at him.
Take a look at him. See, he's got 3 eyes. Looks just like you, Mary.
Your virus is from CSR back in the other days.
Was he?
He says, I remember you from CSR.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't like Van Helsing there, Tasso?
No, I liked it.
Except
for the end.
You know what,
The last minute and a half could have been cut out.
Dude, didn't that girl have, like, the nicest cherry ass?
No.
Dude, that was like a perfect round butt, man.
My wife says better.
Yeah, beside the point. But, you know, dude, I mean, that was...
Hey, you know what I want to know?
What?
What the fuck is up with women?
Why?
What do you mean?
Okay.
There's a lot up with us.
No. Why do women talk about... You talk about sex with other women, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Remember.
Okay. No, the question is, I have never gotten graphic with Tom.
You haven't?
No, I've never. You know,
you haven't said, yo, man.
Slapping my nuts in this girl's face. Right. No, he never.
No.
I've heard guys talking like that.
Well, no, about Angie, he's. Everybody talks graphic about her. But, you know, like you and Steve did, which was very disturbing to me. But
well, we didn't ask
hey,
too many questions.
Hey, you fucked her, too. I'm the only one here who said no to Angie.
You're the only one there that was telling the truth, too, because.
Lisa wasn't.
We didn't share too much information. We were just driving home on the way home, and I was just looking over. Tight, huh? Yeah, wow. Car tracker get tight, yeah. Yeah, a little gorilla, huh? Yeah, sucked a mean dick, right? Yeah, that's about it.
You don't talk like that?
No.
You should have been at Tom's house the day, who was it, me and Sherry? And somebody else was sitting in your living room?
Marge.
And we were having the talk about our boobs and bras not fitting right and then sex.
It was the double D talk.
And we were going on and on and on. And next thing you know, Tom's at the doorway. And we saw him, but we didn't care.
Finally, Tom's like, you guys talk like this? Well, what do you think? You guys are the only ones?
Dude,
well,
we don't talk
dude,
that bad.
I almost pulled it off at the root.
Oh, God.
Three large chested women. I'm talking about titty sex.
And that was back in the days
actually,
when I had a waistline.
No. The one that got me was when you girls were cutting out of school. I was working nights. You came over to my house, and it got to the point where you just basically in your underwear, and I'm watching TV. I kind of just got used to you girls in your underwear, and you girls were getting dressed up one night, and one girl basically was a little flat chested, and the other one was full figured. And I never expect this one girl who was full figured to say anything sexual. She always was considered the sweet, innocent person of the group.
Right.
Right? And then behind me, getting changed, I'm watching TV, and next thing I know, I hear, wow, I wish I had a chest like yours. Oh, no, you wouldn't want that. Why? Don't you get a lot of dates? Yeah, but you wouldn't want to get titty fucked every other day.
You're like,
Well, she should have said no then, because nothing for nothing.
What?
I do a lot of that.
What?
Titty fucking. I'm like, I don't want that big mess on my chest.
No.
See, that's the problem with... Here's God's little practical joke. Women with small boobs have lots of nipple sensation, basically. Women with large breasts have little to no nipple sensation. Is that correct?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I noticed that.
Cruel joke.
I noticed that. Yeah, the women I slept with, if I start
but I think
doing
we
the
get
nipple
more
tweaking,
they go nuts up on the wall and
they go yeah. But you know what? I had
but
a girl suckle
the
on
same
me
with
and
the clitoris.
I'm pretty much stiff as a board.
You are gay.
Okay. No, but that's what I'm saying. That's God's cruel joke. But then, remember when we were sitting in my house and my last, we're sitting there, we're talking about Jesus. Remember? We're talking about God and the Bible.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we go to titty sex.
Oh, no, that was Dawn.
Dawn. Out of the fucking
out of the
right
boom,
field.
Out of the right field. We're talking about
Jesus Christ
and the
how the Bible is
Bible, and should you take it literally or expressively? And all of a sudden, Jesus comes out of nowhere. Why do you guys like titty fucking? And it was just like a record scratch. What?
You know what? You know what I had to think about titty sex? Guys would rather have titty sex with a woman over the other sex is because you can push the tits and make it as tight as you want. If she's loose down there, you're getting it better. If she's, you can make it tighter up top.
No. I proved that. No. The Venus butterfly position definitely is awesome.
It may be awesome, but now if you got a woman that's had sex with a lot of men and lost the elasticity down
or
there,
kid.
Actually, no, I've slept. No, it's all depending on the muscle control down there because Angie definitely had some great muscle control.
You stop saying
no,
that.
No, I understand that, but
why?
Tom...
She was great in bed. What am I trying to...
It don't matter. Some women get loose down there. It's a fact
of
life.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah,
as
yeah.
As soon as...
The other girl. Yeah.
No.
Mayonnaise jar.
No.
Now,
Angie was a mayonnaise jar.
To you.
As soon as she came, fucking goop.
Oh, well, after she came, yeah, that was a different story. You know?
That was like 5 minutes into it, dude.
Dude, you're a freaking train track.
Well, it sucked after that. And then you guys are like, oh, yeah, she deep-throated me. I mean, she couldn't get, like, all she got was, like, the head in. And that was it.
This is the drawback between the Volkswagen and the Cadillac. I can park the Volkswagen.
It's just, I mean, hearing you and Steve, talking about this, and I'm like, they must have small penises.
Hey.
So
I admit I'm not the biggest man in the world, but I can lick my eyebrow.
No,
let's see you do it.
No, I'm just saying,
dude. I can. I'm a fat guy. I know I can eat.
I can eat.
Wednesday spaghetti night.
Okay, terrific.
That's
yo,
awesome.
If she's got spaghetti coming out down there, I wouldn't be eating shit.
Duh.
Oh shit!
That's what she said.
No, but we did have a friend who, remember? Eric, when Eric and Lisa did it, he did it so good to her, she shit right on the spot.
Herself. Oh my God, I'll never forget that. I'm going to get that story as long as I live.
Eric, I fucked her so good. She shit herself with the line.
I fucked the shit out of her. Dude, no, literally, I fucked the shit.
He was hung like a baby.
No.
8 pounds, 8 ounces.
He's hung like a bear.
Duh. So anyway, he's telling me the story, and he's like, Tom, you know, because we're joking around, you know, we're doing a big, you know, my dick's so big. He's like, Tom, did you ever fuck some girl to the point where she shit herself? I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
And he did it in Tom's bed.
No, it wasn't my bed. It was not my bed.
Wasn't it upstairs in Pop's house?
No, it was over at Eric's house.
Oh, I thought it was upstairs at Pop's house.
Dude, if she shit in my bed, trust me, I'd be bitching a lot more than this. So he goes, no.
I've had girls like stop, though. Just kind of like grab it and go, I gotta go.
Just like, yeah, we can do that. That's the best thing about being a woman. You're like, yeah.
No. That's just
coming down the steps. Let's get going.
I'm sorry.
It's over. Yeah.
That's at that point, you're really going.
And the man's like, fuck you. But the woman's like, no.
No jury will convict me.
Have you ever been doing it? You're having sex, you hear a really strange noise, and you're like, oops, let's go check out the. What? Fuck the noise. No, we gotta go check out the noise.
You know what? I was that bad. I really was that bad. Right. I couldn't have. Sex. If I hear like people in the next
room.
Ooh,
we have a phone call.
I knew that would get him. Hold on.
Pusa!
Let's see who this is. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
What's up, nigga? What are you doing?
Laser guided bunny rabbit.
You damn right.
What's happening, man?
About time.
Damn right.
Yeah, I know. We've been waiting for you to call.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got
waiting
home,
for him to get back on the chat room.
Hey, you sound like puberty hit in, man.
No, we saw. We see you. So what's going on, man?
Never much. How you doing?
Now, how old are you now?
I'm going to be 17 in a few months.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations.
Hey, welcome to Body Hair.
One more year and you're legal.
Sideburn.
Ah, yeah. Mutton chops.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So how's life treating you, man?
Life is treating me pretty fucking good, man.
Good to hear.
That is good.
So, you going to join the dark side and become a World of Warcraft player?
I'm going to try to get World of Warcraft when it comes out, but I didn't get into the beta.
Ah. Neither did I.
None of us did. Van cheated to get in.
I'm trying to get into EverQuest 2 beta.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was going to say, so is everyone and their brother.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of these, you know, there's actually a lot of people that all they do is play betas.
Because it's free.
Yeah, because it's free.
That's what I would do.
Did you check out the Guild Wars preview for the 3-day thing?
Yeah, I did. I can't get into that.
It's like a Diablo thing with cities that you can meet other people in, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, that was really pissing me off was the camera. I was like, how in the fuck if I move it this way, it's going that way, and now I'm dead. What the fuck, you know?
That's a cool little game. I mean, the graphics are decent, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a free game.
Definitely, you can smell the Blizzard touch of it, you know, all the ex-Blizzard guys.
Yeah, the Blizzard North team that used to make Diablo.
Yeah.
Actually, the funny thing, I tested that for a little bit, that little 3-day test, and I was typing in stupid names just to play around.
Right.
And, just as a joke, I typed in huge faggot.
Oh, God.
Someone took it. I'm like, that's a faggot.
About, you know, their players, if the name huge faggot is already taken.
Yeah.
Well, it was definitely pretty cool. I mean, it's not even in beta. That's an alpha, you know, version of the game.
That's like Blizzard just took a shit and here it is.
Yeah,
haven't had time to polish it yet.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it looked pretty good even for that early stage.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
definitely.
Yeah. So,
One online game I actually been playing a lot of recently.
Which one?
City of Heroes.
We had somebody call in last week, and they said they love that game.
What is the game about?
Cool.
It's okay. Imagine EverQuest without items. There you go. No kidding.
Yeah.
No.
Except you're a superhero and you can fly around and shoot people.
Yes.
Oh, it's one of those gun games?
Yeah, it's it's like
guns,
Champions.
So much as you have like superpowers.
It's Champions Online.
Really?
Yeah, basically.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, actually a lot of people are finding it a lot of fun.
It's fun because it's not revolved around, you know, I have better armor and I have a better sword, therefore I can kill you. Now it's like I will stab you, but you're 30 feet above me shooting me with ice. I can't reach you.
Now, but there's no player versus player in that game yet, right?
Not yet, but they're going to be releasing that with an expansion set called City of Villains, where you can be a bad guy too.
Cool. That's always fun. That will make that game a lot better.
But yeah, I can see Van going around as a villain called Therapist. Say slowly now. The Rapist.
The Rapist. I misspelled it. The Rapist. It's Therapist. No, you spelled it wrong.
That's what I would do.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
And then I would have sex with Van.
Again?
Willingly.
Now, would be a giver or a taker?
I play catcher and I play pitcher.
Oh, God.
But when Van and Steve are in the same room, I'm playing left out.
Nice.
Hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
Java, like, joint.
Listen, don't make me put a box back on your head.
Dude, that was awesome. That was sexy.
I was cheating.
You were looking at my fucking screen, man.
We both were.
I was like, oh, I was still kicking your ass.
No, you weren't.
No, but he was fucking it.
Oh, no. No, that was fun times, man. Recon. I always missed the fact that they'd never had another recon.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We're going to have one next year, and I was like, okay, I'll go. And then nothing.
Well, the guy that did it, I mean, if you were there the night before, when they were setting everything up, everything was...
Yeah, when X-Ram came in...
They had to come in, or else it wouldn't have happened.
I know.
They would have had no servers, they would have had nothing.
No wiring.
No lights, I mean, and then they made you pay for your water. Yeah, you can bring food in.
Really?
Which is gay.
Yeah. No, yeah, you had to use the... $5 for a fucking thing of water, it was ridiculous.
You couldn't bring your own,
And then they did have balls there,
balls
though.
At least they had balls for sale.
They did have balls there.
Oh, so you can get an enlargement?
No. Balls is a very caffeinated drink.
It's crack in a can, baby.
Crack in a can, exactly. There were people that drank, I swear to God, more than 24 of these things. And these are like Jolt Cola on, you know, like double
like
the caffeine of Jolt.
And crack cocaine and Michael Jackson in a bottle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And there's people with, like, you'd see bottles, just nothing but fucking bottles around their computers.
They're bouncing around off the walls like a fucking pinball machine.
I can't blink my eyes.
That was insane. I mean, we only stayed there till like, what, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah. And then they, like, get the fuck out, you know?
Yeah, well, we went back to the hotel, but there were people that stayed there 36 hours, 3 days straight.
Yeah,
I mean, just... You know,
at least we're not in Korea, because if this were in Korea, people would have died.
Well, yeah, that one guy that died, and actually, he went to the bathroom and died, right?
Well, there's many people in Korea who have died. Some playing Counter-Strike, some playing Diablo 2.
And you gotta think, don't these guys have fucking jobs? Because the guy that I read died was 36.
Yeah.
And
like, how long did he play?
He played 3 days straight.
Without sleeping, without eating?
And he had a coronary and died.
Well, he...
They had it coming.
They sound bad.
Yeah.
You get what you deserve.
Yeah, that
if you're not smart enough to get up and walk away. I mean, if I were playing Diablo 2, I don't know about everyone else, but when I die, I get pissed and I unplug the computer. I mean, he must have been really damn good.
Yeah.
You know?
Where am I? Now zoning into heaven.
Yeah, right?
Loading, please wait.
Fuck hell, I got into heaven. Yeah, it's like...
Gaming heaven.
Yeah, oh, shit, man. Yeah, that's insane.
Systems crash. You're in hell.
But that's why they're going after the Korean market. I mean, they're...
I was kidding.
They're insane over there, you know? And
well,
actually...
I mean, Korea is the world's most wired country for broadband.
It's sick,
that
isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's very sick.
Ooh, wait. It's 8:59.
Does that mean I have to get off?
Shit. You got...
30?
No, done. Shit. Get home earlier next week.
All right. But see, I just remembered it. I was like, oh, shit, you know, radio. Cause I was
Sopranos.
Yeah, Sopranos.
He's
it's
kicking your ass. We did that.
I did this with Counter-Strike Radio, too.
Yeah, I remember this now. Oh, Sopranos are on bike. Like, fuck, that never trained me.
And the show sucks this season, I think.
No, I think it's really good this season.
He brought the hot chick from Miami. Oh, my God, she's a fox.
Oh,
she was in Maxim.
Oh, you mean the one that at the construction site?
Yes.
The thong girl.
She was in Maxim.
The thong girl?
Yeah, what about her?
Remember the guy that's in there and he's looking at the girl's thong?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I saw him in Maxim. Oh, my God.
What's Dude. Maxim?
Dear Lord.
It's like a PG version of Playboy.
Yeah, PG version of Playboy.
I thought I was gay, and then I saw this. I am straight. And then I thought Van and Steve had just corrupted me, and I was
oh, God. Listen to him. All right. Actually, I'm not taking you out with the train. We don't have time.
Okay, there was a train.
He trained himself.
Hey, well, you know what you do? Call us next week.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Make sure
laser.
It's like 8 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call him. We'll just stay on the phone for 2 hours and piss everyone off, all right?
There you go.
All right, fair enough.
See you later, laser.
See you later, sexy.
At least he didn't say I love you. Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, goodbye. That was awesome.
You should end the game, end the show with that.
Love CSR.
Love is in here.
All right, hold on. The love intro. That's what I'll do it. Our guys, real quick. Dolphin, hi Dolphin.
Big
call in. Call in next week. Laser Guy, Bunny Rabbit, Meth, West Side Ninja, and Fires. I said that wrong again, but all right. See you guys next week. Where are we even transmitting? Hello. Oh no, that's this one over here. we'll see you guys next week, and Bye. We'll leave you with the CSR, the Counter-Strike Radio love intro from before. It was kind of funny.
Good night.
Come shot. Oh, come shot. Okay, bye.
Dane Cook. Oh, you're the guy that said I love you.
No.
Yes, you did when you hung up the phone.
No.
When you called up before the show, when
I
you hung
recorded. Hold on. I can play it.
No, that was
when you hung up the phone, you must have thought you were talking to Jade and said, I love you.
No, that was like some cross communication number.
Hold on.
Phones.
Hold on.
Oh, you whore. You fucking whore.
Quit. Oh, here it comes.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not in Google Tech for it.
Hold on.
All right, I'll call back in a short time.
Love you, bye. Welcome to the love phone.
Love phones.
Love phones.
Love phones.
Love phones.
Love phone.
Love line, sorry.
Love radio.
And I love you. I love you all.
I love you.
Do not say I love you when you hang up.
I'll call back in a short time. Love you, bye.
I love you.
I love you, man.
Thank you. I love you, bye.
I love you thing is getting a little out of hand.